Blog Talk Radio.
Kicking some extreme facts that should make some people say, here we go again. And we ain't starting this program off on the right note. We're going to bring it straight and hard by saying thank all of y'all for listening today, because it's going to be an eye air opening, since you ain't got no TV looking at me. It's an air opening event. It's going to be a headbanger, baby. Now, let me just say this. We did a shout out for all y'all who had so much fun bringing Antoinette back into her state of where she always at, on the radio, for her birthday party. Those who celebrated it with us, we had a great time, and it was so spiritually put together by all of you who joined us. So we appreciate that. And we said we was going to kick it off that on that program. I said, what a program. Y'all gave me so much information in my head. We had some great ones. Miss Kim Weston was on. We had all the regulars on. Just a litany of people joined us that day. So we appreciate that. Now, for those of you who are listening for the first time, this program deals with facts. We don't care about your emotional state. If it's going to get you upset, I got nothing to do with that. It's just the facts. And you have to understand why we put this together, because this history is so magnificent that if you take it to one side, the extreme, it has to be perfectly balanced, factual, along with all the other. Good and bad must go together with this history we have here. And you can't separate it into all this mystical diatribe of just doing nothing wrong. It makes us look ignorant when we are really very intelligent. Now, first of all, for those of you listening for the first time, that's the reason why we call it Facts Matters, the talk with Facts Matters, is that we understand that you may not see them as the facts. It's not that you are hiding it. I'm going to paraphrase this where I'm going to play for y'all. So you just don't see it. Now, that go along with your esoteric Bible book, you have eyes and cannot see. You got eyes, you just ain't perceiving what's in front of you. Same thing for history. Now, I say all the time, if you don't give me the occult ramifications of that history, then you are not giving me pure history. Because these people throughout history worship divinity, demonic, whatever you want to call gods. There's nothing new under the sun. So if your mind is only stuck on a Western philosophy of God, it is not my fault if you do not know that Hinduism is mixed up in that. It's not my fault if you don't know it was put together by some of the Vatican. It's not my fault. You just didn't look for it because you don't care because you like celebrities. That's fine. But this is for all of you right now, because when we start coming back from this little fact matter update, we're not going to play.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked, because they will threaten the way you understand the world, or not threaten them. People be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
Can't hear you, bro.
See, I'm back in. Yeah, there we go. We back. I don't know what's going on. All I know is they take the board out. I hear somebody out there so good. Stay with me just in case. Now, We heard that facts matters thing. 10 for your brain, blah, blah, blah. Now, education, the miseducation of the niggas and the calling of the masses, like I said before, this is a major playbook played by a group of people who we call the Boule, black people who are at a high level. Now, Dr. Carter G. Woodson, he showcased a lot of contributions of Black America or Native America or whatever you want to call it, bear the fruits. And then in 1926, he launched the Negro History Week. And the only reason why he did it, because it was, had nothing to do with being the shortest month and all that stuff, is because the birthdays of Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass was all that time frame. Those two characters are very much embedded, because I got a book here called The Jesuit College and the Civil War, which explains that Lincoln had nothing, but he knew that the Vatican them was taking them into a different direction with the banks. And so did Frederick Douglass, and many things that people don't like talk about at that era. For him to like Frederick Douglass, he was around a lot of white people, lots of them, particularly women. And if you notice, all of his Frederick Douglass gatherings were actually sponsored by women leagues, primarily white and black. At that time, white was very prevalent with those secret societies. Black women were actually the maitre d's of the societies. So basically, we've been lied to on a lot of fronts, but this front here is going to be very interesting, because this group here, not only did he create, but he created some books. Y'all already know the Miseducation Negro is not the first one. He had two or three other ones before all that. But he did this book based on the fact that he got tired. He had an epiphany, like Dr. King and them. He had an epiphany. He realized that they were taking them in a direction that was not stable. And he knew they were using education, because I got his quotes here. I'm looking at all kinds of stuff. We're going to get deep today with this and show y'all clearly this is a problem here. Now, just so you know, Dr. Carter G. Woodson died of a heart attack at age 74 in 1950. He never got to see the historic Civil Rights Bill, and then the most detrimental bill, which no one talks about, but we will today, is the Immigration Nationalization Act of 1965. When y'all realize what they did to us in 1965, you will see why your communities look the way they look. All this is done under the auspices of civil rights. Unbelievable. But I'm going to show you what type of people we're dealing with. Now, these groups started by Dr. Henry Minter, I mean, T. Henson, Clarence Howard. I mean, just go look this up. Reads like a play of the white skull and bones. I looked up all this stuff, skull and bones. They exemplify skull and bones. Skull and bones is a pirate organization, plain and simple. Plain and simple. Skull and, anytime you see skull and bones on anything, that means private. Pirates. Rates. Pirates. They will put the interest rates on everybody, so get ready. Now, these cats were all battling for educational supremacy, just like that y'all do on Facebook. Nothing new under the sun. But see, Carter G had another helper. He had W.D. Du Bois, and them two brothers, them two niggas, because that's what you see. These two niggas were helpful in miseducating the rest of the niggas. Because what they did was, they couldn't find their souls to do something as courageous and honorable as the late George G.M. James. Now, George G.M. James is from Guyana, I believe, or Barbados, one of those two. Can't think of, but I know his island, West Indies. The reason why he was able to go into the pyramid, he was with the British Royal Archaeological Society. That means because the island people was connected to the British, plain and simple, British pirates. But see, he was able to go to the pyramid. That's why Richard Pryor played the part that came out of Stolen Legacy. But what happened was he gave away too much information because he was a Mason. And once you go against the grand people, after he released this book, Stolen Legacy, now George G.M. James published this in 1954. These cats here didn't like him. Now, what's name already did, Carter G. It's only W.D. Du Bois alive now. So, and then George G.M. James won't be living. Shortly after the release of the book, George G.M. James died, believed to be a Masonic death because his neck was cut from ear to ear with his tongue cut out. Now, why ain't that told during Black History Month? See, you're going to hear the death today. See, we're not playing with you today. I told you the cult world is in every part of history. Can't leave it. How are you going to leave the cult world out of history and tell me you're teaching history? Really? Really? Yeah, it cut his head. Yeah, so all those who know what I'm talking about. Back then, you couldn't do nothing. That's what Captain Morgan. See, Captain Morgan of the Caribbean told the book, but the book got a book out. They killed him too. Now, George G.M. James gave all the mystery schools because he's with the Royal British Society. And see, they was jealous of him able to do that based on the fact he was part of that immigration bill. There was another immigration bill, a whole bunch of them, but 1965 solidified it to what you have today. Now, I want y'all to know how diabolical this is going to get. Now, they be holding meetings all over the place, Philadelphia, key cities. San Francisco, key cities. New York, of course. They enter the South now, Atlanta. Louisiana, definitely key city, because look at the symbol of the New Orleans Saints. That should tell you a lot if you know what we're talking about. Now, and of course, good old Miami. Now, all this is going on. They still killing just like they see, you don't know about the deaths back then. Manly Johnson. Johnson was murdered. He told about the whole shebang of what they was doing. Now, here's a group. Founding members of New York chapter with W.D. Du Bois. And you know what his mission was? He said, we must create this mindset to keep the black professionals away from the ranks of Marcus Garvey. I said, come on now. How could this be good? They even created an African Blood Brotherhood. We're going to be all month, we're going to be kicking on this. We're going to be having hopefully help from a lot of you out there. Looking forward to many of you joining us for your own presentation of what y'all see. Not what I see, what y'all see in this black matrix of history. And I'm looking forward to this, starting it off today. Now, we got all these people involved. It's over 5,000. That's all. Small amount. Male members and their wives. And their wives are called Arkashias. That's Arkashia. Could be saying it wrong. And they make up with 112 chapters. They make up the wealthiest group of black men and women on the planet. On the planet. So don't tell me that we ain't working against each other. You lying to yourself. This is not the program for you. If you love lying to yourself, become lovers of lies. That lying to yourself feels good. That's not the one. This is not the program for you. I can tell you that right now. No, no, no. Now, with that many people, you got to count. Now, all the billionaires that are black, they're not really with you. You think they are, but they not with. How they with you? The banks are closing. They ain't got no bank for your ass, but you look up to them. So that's why you must be part of the calling of the masses. This is a two-part. I tell you, we're going to do all month. I'm going to prove to you that you have been lied to and miseducated by a bunch of other niggas who did not like the other niggas. So get ready, because it's going to be on. Now, this name, Archon, in Greek, means demon. So when you hear people in the music industry say they seen the devil, they seeing demons, yes, they are. They warning you, but you love the demons. Because this is the name of the richest group of blacks on the planet. On the planet. Go look it up. They all over the earth. And so when somebody like the comedian gets on the show, it's all staged for his concert tour so they can make more money. And then it's called Black Matter, using allegorical terms. So I knew then, I told you, Malcolm X warned you, y'all listen to all these entertainment comedians now are your mouthpiece. They run around half naked talking about the drug demons are behind me running. I mean, they got all kind of stories about these people because they MLK Ultra. Plain and simple. Ain't no other way to explain it intelligently that these are MLK Ultra people. They put them on these shows for you to watch, get mesmerized while they robbing countries and the banks. They robbing, matter of fact, they robbing so good, even Robin Hood would be proud of them. That's how good this is. Then they got y'all thinking, because this is the miseducation of the niggas. And he told you before he died. But after they whacked off everybody, they got the demon. That's why they say gatekeepers. See, they giving you the name. All of a sudden, since Steve Coakley said it, they're coming out now, gatekeepers. They got you. It's part of the plan. You can't, one thing about truth, it also said it was crushed to the ground in your biblios, Bibles of magic. It was crushed to the ground and it shall rise again. That's what it said. Truth was cast down. And what it said, cast down for you to walk upon. Yeah, you walking upon it, all right, and you shitting upon it because you're letting everybody do whatever they want. And so when these factions got together in these era, I'm just going back to this era right quick. I'm going to put your mindset right there. This era of the black colleges, I go look up people like Arthur Spengol. I go look up my man who has Sears and Robots. Find out these people financing everything. All of the Tuskegee Institute financed by the Rockefeller. But that's okay, right? Because it's black excellence. That's right. That's okay. It's okay you getting it from the people who start the New World Order. But then you're going to talk about the New World Order. How that sound? How that sound? You talking about the New World Order and you financed by the New World Order. All your fraternities is off of Yale, Skull and Bones, this so-called elite group who wanted to kill George G.M. James. Let me give some what they did so y'all know how deep this is going to be today. Now, they give some good-ass parties. That's not a lie. Oh, man, you could party your ass off of that shit. Oh, man, I mean, you don't know what. I mean, all the college parties we used to go to as young and everything until we got a hell of a party. So we know they got money. And so what happens today is they admitted in this book that we wasn't educated. Educational niggas. And so from that miseducation, obviously they had to start in the school system. That's just obvious. So when they gave all these new laws for us to get taught, education-wise, I looked it up. It's all over there. You can look it up, too. I wish you would. You know what the school test was back then? I guarantee you many of you could not pass the test that they gave to students back in the 50s. Couldn't pass. I bet you couldn't pass. And the 40s. Couldn't pass. I bet you couldn't. It was like civics 101. They were talking about the Constitution, all kind of shit. And when blacks were in their own schools, higher turnout. when you went to the New World Order schools that was financed for you by the Rockefeller, the Carnegies, you know, I can go all day long with that. You became a secret society of black success stories that was only to be shown to the masses, but never obtained to that degree. Because, see, they took away any hope of that when they took away vocational learning. See, you watched them take away trade, how to do a skilled labor, and put in how to put on a dress. Now, you're going to pay for that. Oh, my goodness. And you're going to pay for listening to all these niggas who have been miseducated and giving you your education. And I can go all day long with this one here, but see, I'm going to have to put it in the dry bones in a minute right after I get this clip ready for you, see. One thing I know, we're about to get started heavily because this is amazing that y'all will go along with this. First of all, every show from Rowan Martin, that's the most dangerous black dude there is. See, he won't bring on nobody like us on that show to show them that, you know, the Democratic Party actually started the welfare system with Patrick Moynihan out of New York State. See, he only been told to focus the hate on Trump so they can finish the bottom line. See, all the TV One and all them, guess who they owned by? BlackRock. So how are you telling me that you against the system and you work for BlackRock? See, we on a higher level talking now. See, we ain't going to play today. See, that's why you can't believe these hypocrites on these stations not telling the truth. We all get paid. You all got paper currency in your pockets as we speak. You get, it makes sense. We even came and talked against the money system because everybody waiting on a check come this week. Guaranteed. Try not seeing that check. Look how vigilant you get to get that money. But you ain't vigilant to learn the facts about the facts of your history, which is very crucial to the money. Now, I told you a long time ago, you could not possibly care about black people. You are liars, plain and simple. You do not love black people at all. Black Lives Matter stole all the money and gave it to white people, and you didn't even get upset. You come with every excuse of how it's still working on these TV shows, not y'all, on these TV shows. And y'all watching, parents watching these dumbass shows, The View is stupid. Fox is controlled by Rupert Murdoch, a British individual. Go look him up. Don't think I'll tell the facts on everybody. Including myself, I was brainwashed, so I know you got to deprogram yourself. Brainwashing is an everyday adventure. Every day. Now, for those who don't know it, they tried to tell you. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let them tell you. This is the era that George G.M. James was in. Alden was in this era. All of them took monies from these people. They were called the robber barons or the Gilded Age. Every black institution in America has taken money from the Illuminati bankers. That's a fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, again let me say welcome to our home, and thank you for taking the time to be here. I'm well aware that whether you're here in person or through the medium of motion picture, that for most of you, it's not easy to fit meetings of this kind into your schedules. But the fact that you are here indicates that you do have an interest in the subject, and that means there's a tremendous obligation on my part to develop that subject with the kind of usable information that will make it worth your while. So in order not to waste any of your time, let's dispense with the usual preliminaries and get right down to the business at hand. The title of this presentation is More Deadly Than War, but the subject matter itself is revolution. We're going to examine in quite a bit of detail the communist theory and practice of revolution, particularly as applied to the United States. Now, this will not be something dreamed up out of thin air. This will be the strategy as taught by them and advocated by them in their own manuals, in their textbooks, and in their schools. Now, the organization of this material will lead to three rather startling conclusions. The first is that the communist program for revolution in America is divided into two phases, violent and nonviolent. The second conclusion is that the strategy for violent revolution calls for chaos, anarchy, mass confusion and panic among the people, a crisis in government, and then, out of the vacuum, the sudden seizure of power by communist-led guerrilla bands. The third conclusion is that the nonviolent phase of revolution actually is more important to the communists and more potentially dangerous to us. Now, the strategy for this phase calls for the gradual transition of our government into a communist regime, done peacefully and legally, but under the banner of socialism. This, then, is the outline of the material that lies ahead. So, let's start right at the beginning with conclusion number one, which is that the communist program for revolution in America is divided into two phases, violent and nonviolent. Now, a good place to begin is with this communist booklet entitled On the Nature of Revolution, the Marxist Theory of Social Change. It was written by Herbert Aptheker, one of the leading theoreticians of the Communist Party in this country. And on page 11, Aptheker says, "The equating of violence with the nature and process of revolution is not correct. Violence may or may not appear in such a process, and its presence or absence is not a determining feature of the definition." Now, this comes as quite a surprise to many of us because for years, we've been used to thinking of communist revolutions only as those which involve the overthrow of governments by force and violence. Now, that entire phrase has been written and spoken so often as a single concept that many of us haven't even considered the possibility that the communists might have another approach to their goal, that they might overthrow the government without force and violence, that they might, in fact, plan to come to power through means that properly could be called peace and politics. Now, in order to go any further, it'll be necessary for us to define a few terms. When the communists speak of the two kinds of revolution, they don't come right out and say so in plain English. Of course not. You see, they claim to be practicing something called scientific Marxism, and so they have to dress up these crude concepts in elaborate phraseology. For instance, when the communists speak of violent revolution, they describe it as a war of national liberation. Now, the so-called theory...
Now, I'll play that so you know that the civil rights movement was the peaceful part of it. See, it's two parts. One is the peaceful-looking one, and one is we're going to go into chaos now. At the same time, this was all going on in the 60s, these people killed off every black leader in the world. I want y'all to think about that for a minute. I'm going all the way for Lumumba, the man in Ghana. I mean, you just name it. Here, took out white boys, two presidents in a row. Now, before I tell you that some of these states, like South Carolina, they're part of it. Look up the richest slaveholders in America, and they will be in South Carolina. I told you it's going to be a history lesson that you ain't going to be understanding. You're going to be like, oh, man, how are we going to teach that one? Now, just so you know, I'm about to open up the floodlines with the dry bones. This was LBJ, y'all, who put this bill in that go along with the calling of the masses. The Democratic Party, and I ain't saying that the Republican Party wasn't part of the regime, because again, they skull and bones. I already told y'all that. They all pirates. So if you don't get that by now, oh well. Now, when Kennedy was killed, the wife knew everything. Now she paid the price, man. She went about some kids and shit. You know, it's some heavy duty stuff going on with the Kennedy. The Kennedy brother, the one who was in Chappaquiddick, he owned the bill for the Immigration Act of 1965. Today, every black, if you really believe in your black history, I would suggest everybody go look up the Immigration Nationalization Act of 1965. These same people who just killed Kennedy had the nerve to put a bill together at the height of civil rights, 1964. They had already planned to usurp us out the picture with that bill. Never talked about doing Black History Month, I noticed. That is bigger than 1964. 1965 wiped out all gangs because it said that people could come in who weren't even nationalized, really. And you fighting for your national rights, and now people can come in from around the world and become naturalized. And you playing a fool, pretend that you getting something. Woo-woo! And I got that from Dr. Clark MCI. I look up all my great scholars that are factual. I notice y'all don't like them as much. Y'all want to hear that? Kinshaka and all these fictitious Hollywood DC comic shit. Well, here's some real truth. I'm going to give it to y'all right now. This is by the person's own mouth. She didn't like LBJ, who told that blacks would be Democrats in the next 50 years. Boy, was he right. Wow, was he right. Man, got to give him a prize on that one. She also said some things about Martin Luther King. It's all during the time now. George Jim James has been killed. I can go on and on with who's been killed in that era just before King. Would be unbelievable right there. But when her husband got killed, and now we find out it is totally, totally, totally set up governmental by a group who are connected to the Nazis. You can go look it up. All of them was, I looked up all that these people tell me to go look up in shows. And I found out that that's where globalism came into play of international financing, where you can go back and forth with another thing. They financed the whole German thing only to rob nations. Now, this is their own mouth. Now, listen to this. Ain't going to be on The View. So this ain't going to be on your dumb station. This only on Divine Talk Radio.
Kathleen Kennedy never wrote a memoir, but now more than 8 hours of a recorded interview that she did nearly 6 months after her husband was assassinated gives the world an entirely new perspective on the former First Lady. In these interviews, she speaks candidly about her husband, the President, and his private thoughts on some of the powerful historical figures of the time. It was only months after her husband's assassination when a 34-year-old widow sat down to record more than 8 hours of recollections about her husband and his most private thoughts, while they were still fresh, even raw. JFK and his brother Bobby on Lyndon Johnson, the new president.
Bobby told me this later, and I know Jack said it to me sometimes. He said, "Oh God, can you ever imagine what would happen to the country if Lyndon was president?" The only time she'd say it, or if there was ever a problem.
On the day her husband was buried, the former First Lady had written to thank LBJ for all his kindness, calling him, quote, Jack's right arm, and more than that, we were friends, all four of us. Almost a half century later, we hear a different view, perhaps colored by Bobby Kennedy's resentments after the assassination, and her annoyance after this call from Johnson a month after her husband's death, 2 days before Christmas.
I hope that you're doing all right.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Do you know how much we love you? You have a good Christmas, dear.
thank you. The same to you.
Tonight.
Hours later, Jackie learned LBJ was in fact showing off for a room full of reporters.
Now is the time.
Just as stunning are criticisms of the leader of the civil rights movement, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but they need to be understood in context. At the time, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover was trying to incite divisions between the Kennedys and Dr. King by telling Bobby Kennedy that Dr. King was overheard on FBI wiretaps making crude comments about Jackie Kennedy kissing her husband's coffin on the day of Jack's funeral. The tapes were supposed to be locked in a vault for a century, but Caroline Kennedy decided to release them now, all 8.5 hours, uncensored, because she felt you don't change someone else's oral history. She also explained it isn't surprising her mother would have, at the time, made some statements she might have changed later. As Caroline told Parade, when she first read the transcript shortly after her mother died, they reminded her that her mother felt what made historical figures human was what made them more interesting. And indeed, emerging from this oral history is a very different Jacqueline Kennedy. Not the long familiar public figure whose whispery voice guided us through the White House.
It just seemed to me such a shame when we came here to find hardly anything of the past in the house.
Or the fashion icon whom the president joked he accompanied to Paris.
I am the man who accompanied Jacqueline Kennedy to Paris, and I've enjoyed it.
This Jacqueline Kennedy is far more complex, with a keen eye for the characters around her husband and a feel for diplomacy and politics.
I mean, in politics, things do change so quickly, and Jack would never, he'd often say that, never get in anything so deep that you've lost all chance of conciliation.
I played that before I bring up Linda. See that she saw people get killed, and she knew it was staged. There's no way. No way. If you watch the Magruder, those of you who know what I'm talking about, the Magruder thing has been altered. That is Hollywood. They made it. The car actually stopped. Actually stopped for them to get these shots off. And so today, we are still living from that, because now QAnon is supposed to be her son now. You know, they got all these so-called mythical groups popping up, you know, and I want y'all to realize we did a show on this, the deep fake. You can't even believe now what has been done, because they make everything fake now. Once people start putting those $3,500 glasses by Google, or we talk about everything on the show. These are all to bring you out of your reality. This is why facts do matter, because you got to be in the real. There's no way you're going to tell me this just happened by circumstance, and that the next day, next year, LBJ puts in the most comprehensive immigration bill that is detrimental to black people in America. That is a fact. And now we're going to open up, because I'm going to prove it throughout this program how detrimental this has been. So let's get this party started. And for everybody, I might have to mute y'all if y'all keep overlapping each other, because people are telling me they can't hear each other. So I'm going to let you know. Get your peace out. We'll call you back in. But overlapping, we will have to cut some of y'all out of there, because we don't want y'all to be not heard. So we want to let this brother be heard. 8554, welcome. Miseducation of these niggas is detrimental to me.
Yeah. I'm calling from the place where Martin Luther King was actually assassinated, too. Mm-hmm. All right, check this out. This story came out yesterday. This is from the Tennessee Star. This is one of the state newspapers. A group of Tennessee lawmakers have spoken out denouncing a notice sent by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, last year to the city of Franklin, which is not too far from Nashville. Advising the possible influx of nearly 600 illegal immigrants to Middle Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Representative Mark Green, Republican Tennessee, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, released a statement on the matter saying, quote, "Yet again, Tennessee has become a possible destination for more illegal aliens. We don't know of who any of these illegal aliens are, including whether or not they have a criminal history," end quote.
Hmm.
"This is absolutely unacceptable, and I won't stand for it. Tennessee does not have sanctuary cities. We ensured this by the law back in 2018 when I fought as a state senator to put teeth into the legislation that banned them. We are state law and order, Green added. The Biden administration must immediately reverse this outrageous decision to locate these illegal aliens in Tennessee. Okay.
Wow. Sounds so
familiar. I'm with you. I'm with you. But I'm here. I'm walking around, driving around the area.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing Indians, people from Jordan.
Yeah.
These
the
so-called non-citizens are coming in from Guatemala, Venezuela, Honduras, and Mexico.
That's that bill. Oh, yeah, that's the bill.
My
that's,
point
that's
being, right. The point being, okay, sanctuary cities are outlawed in Tennessee, but these people are still coming here. The math ain't mathing, bro.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be a red state. So what does that really mean? Yeah. Well, you actually said it earlier.
Yeah, I said it earlier. Yeah, it's one big it's one.
When
big,
it comes to the global plans, it don't matter if you Democrat or Republican. Even though you see a majority more in the blue states, the Democrats pushing the stuff, but that doesn't mean that you know the some of the Republicans are doing the same thing.
Oh man, this is one big get down party of pirates. I mean, it's just it's no other way to put it. This whole month we'll be showing pictures of the whole month, y'all. I will show you pictures of all people who've been knighted that look like Sammy Davis Jr. You have no idea how deep this is going to go this month. I'm making sure that the reason why I say that, y'all, because you don't realize what's coming. They're talking about making us pay for this. Right now, TikTok now, you cannot play music. It's been copywritten. They will not see. I'm able to still play.
Same thing on YouTube.
Yeah, they about to take that. See, y'all ain't getting them, not y'all. But your masses of people are going to go crazy when they can't. They're going to spend all their money to be connected. This is what it's going.
All right. The second part. Real quick. I'm gonna read it. I read the. This is from truthunity.net. The metaphysical meaning of demons. We got to give break, talk about the esoteric stuff too. Demons, according to this, a superior power, with a root word of superior, super, for good or for evil.
Yep.
A god, a devil. As a rule, the New Testament usage refers to an evil spirit. That is a ruling consciousness or awareness that dethrones the normal reason. Demons or evil spirits are conditions of the mind or states of awareness or consciousness. They have been developed because the creative power of man has been used in an unwise or ignorant way. If in thought or in word you are using your creative power in an ignorant way, you are bringing forth an ego or a personality or like a character. The mind is states of awareness that become established in the brain or body. Both good and evil are found in generative man, but in the new birth, evil and all that works must be cast out. Overcomer is to cast out of himself the demons of sin and evil through the power and dominion of his dwelling in the Christ consciousness. One more thing. That's deep right there.
That's deep.
Some years ago, I had to go down to it's an office called the Veterans Assistant Commission of Cook County. This is in Chicago. Now, ironically, I had to get some. I was in a work program at the time, you know, dealing with my disability stuff.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so now, ironically, this is a weird place to have this office. This Veterans Assistant Commission of Cook County is in the Juvenile Detention Center.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I was going down to the office, I saw it was, I forgot what fraternity it was. It might have been Alpha IF. I can't remember. But anyway, point being, I really thought it was strange that a college, university fraternity will have an office sitting in the juvenile detention center. Now, this is like about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't know. Like I said, I've been gone for over a year, so I don't know if it's still there. What the hell is a fraternity doing in a juvenile detention center?
Yeah. And here we go again with this. I told you, everybody, now stand by this, because unfortunately, we get the clues on a lot of stuff. And the occult world, with them, we just heard her say Hoover and all them, when it was about King and them, the fact that they had these wiretappings, the same dude who's wiretapping him, this is how crazy our people are and the people out there. The same dude that is taping the perversion of so-called Dr. King, he is a transvestite homosexual. Now, this is how you know we crazy. That's how I said, man, because I look up on some of that stuff we be talking about with the VA and all that.
But
man,
but think about it. We got trannies in Biden administration now.
Right. So I'm saying, now think about it. This concept now, because really, when you get deep into this stuff, you finally say, well, how the hell could somebody who got these type, that's because I told y'all, they say that they will blackmail you if you tell. That's what the Black Boule made this agreement to. You will not tell a damn thing or else. And that's pretty much the play of this. They can't tell nothing. And otherwise, remember, they're the richest blacks on the planet, y'all. On the planet. The richest blacks.
But that
on
makes
the
you
planet.
Not just with the blacks, but a lot of these politicians, you can say the Supreme Court justices too. Who's got dirt on who?
All of them, man.
We got to ask that question.
The Supreme Court justice, you see, if they could take a dude for some pubic hair and some goddamn Pepsi, where's his dick hair? And get the women to do it. See, this is how it works, y'all. The women, I told y'all, they names are something different. Look up their name. They're going to take you to the witches of Westworld. I mean, when you get deep into the occult world, it makes more sense of what's going on. You'd be like, well, damn, that's... Like, I've told y'all, again, I'm gonna do this for the whole month. Y'all talk about Trump, about being orange. Now, my mind said, that's a symbol, because he's orange. It's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. The guy said, all right, what the fuck is the orangutan? And that goes along with it, too. I said, what the fuck? So, I go look up... I remember there was a family in England called the House of Orange. Go look up the House of Orange, everybody. Who says Trump is orange, and then tell me, come back, because you ain't going to be able to do it all today. Come back next week and give me your analysis of what you got out of that, because there's a reason for all this. It's not by accident. You got one more thing? I'm going to hit another connection. You got something else you want to hit on before?
No, you need to talk about orangutans. You know, Jordan, there's supposed to be a movie coming out sometime this year called Monkey Man.
Yeah. Y'all send it. I'll look up. Now, the Monkey Man, and I'm telling y'all, it's like they show you in the movie, but we just like don't pay attention. The real gorilla man in Wakanda was white. He was the albino gorilla. Go look it up in the comic book version, not no damn movie from Hollywood. Hollywood changes shit so you don't get the full essence of the reality.
Under the banner of DEI. And BlackRock is involved with that too, especially with Disney.
with Disney. Now, again, everybody got jobs here at Disney. It wasn't for Disneyland. I want y'all to be clear about these things. If it wasn't for you, all y'all listening, coming for cruises, entertainment, and Disneyland, Florida would be bankrupt. That's a fact. If it wasn't for y'all coming here and making this a palatial destination of whatever you want to do, boom. Now, that lets me know that the economy is based on some fragile shit. They need people, y'all. That's why I'm using the immigration bill so you can see why. They told you, actually, El Sharpton told all y'all. He said, he was talking to Vicente Fox, because some years and years back, they've been pushing him for a long time. And he told them, Vicente Fox said, well, you know, we do the jobs your people don't do, Reverend L. Reverend L. couldn't say shit. Go look that up. Reverend L. CIA against Vicente Fox, and tell me how come that wasn't brought out to y'all all across America, that that's their number one thing. If you listen to Democratic, I'm using Democratic because I want you to see who the promoter, the purveyor of the energy. I ain't saying nobody because everybody's swept into all these energies, but this is the major energy hub for this type of force. And it actually stated that they were going to bring in people to do the jobs that black, ex-blacks don't do. Now, the blacks in certain parts of the country, because each country, now, I'm glad y'all talking today because I'm about to get deep on this. See, we've been lied to so long, even our Moors people, they're the only ones I know some to get you to that part. But there was no federal government in 1789 when they made Washington and Sean Kennedy out there. There was no federal government. They had to get, each country was the 13 colonies. Everybody talking about now, they were states. They were their own countries. All their own countries. Why 13? Y'all know why? Because it's the new dick in town. The rest of the dicks lost it, and it came floating into the Nile River of America. 9161, you on there?
Hey, what's going on, Dry Bones?
Yes, good to have you always, bro. Come on, make it happen for
me. Let me say something, man. A lot of things going on. You were talking about South Carolina. Well, yesterday, the South Carolina Democratic primary went on. See, Biden won it.
Yeah, I know. Y'all should have. I said, wow, what kind of people are these?
Well, it's an article I was reading the other day. They were saying Black Panthers are calling for a ceasefire, and this church got 12,000 members and so forth. So, like, but they said that black leaders are meeting with, I think they're trying to let the Jewish community know that, you know, they have no anti-Semitic feeling. They just want to file a ceasefire in Gaza of humanitarian stuff, but they also want to let you know they want to release Israeli hostages as well. But the guy said, I forgot what the pastor's name, I think his name was Jackson, he said that Biden, as long as he, you know, he does what he's supposed to do and is authentic in things, he will continue to have our support. He said because, you know, he's trying to do it. And they said that, check this out, Trump would be less sympathetic to refugees from Gaza than Biden would. And they said that daggone Trump would be a setback for their working class congregations. I said, now, wait a minute. Who writing this script?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a hell of a script.
But, you know, you were talking about New York and shopping and all these things, and you saw that sign up, they ran up there in New York the other day with the migrant attacking the police, man. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we've seen that. I'm glad you brought that. Ain't that amazing? That's why I say, this immigration law, that's why I'm telling y'all best to read the nationalization, immigration nationalization law in 1965 to see why this is happening. This is like a blueprint to what is going on. They want this. This is by design. This ain't by no makeup.
I read an article, and it was saying that they got $1.6 billion. But guess what? From faith-based organizations, right?
Really?
Lutheran Church, I think it's Seventh-day Adventist, quite a few, a lot of NGOs funding these immigrants. So let me tell you something. That was just the media side because I'm like, come on, man, you can't get the release on the ground like that, man. That was a phony, baloney mess. But And they said it's on the way to California. But however, if you realize the police didn't touch them, why didn't they touch them? Because these people protected by UN mercenaries. The police know they cannot touch these people.
That's right. They've been told, because the UN is right there in New York. Everybody knows this. The UN there, they're having meetings at the same time this is going on. And so it's almost like a playbook being played right in front of us, because you're right. Now, I thought it was shady. And then they come out on the news. Now, here's what it doesn't even make sense. They come out in the news and put the finger up. Both of them.
You got it right.
Fuck y'all. I mean, I seen that. I said, wow, this is really getting good. This is a made for TV. I mean, hey, nobody
watch.
Right?
Where's
the mafia? We got all these mafia people and gangsters all on these Vlad TV shows, what they would do, and they undid this. And this goes on unseen in a very crime area. I don't even see how this could even happen without it's unreal.
Now, then on top of that, yeah, $53 million of that they're going to give them for food assistance and things like that on the card. And let me bring up one thing, because there's some high-level sorcery going on here, too. Got to bring up some Super Bowl Sundays next week.
Yes, it
Now, you know, last week, you know, they had the Ravens and she's playing, and then, you know, the media started calling you an incel, you a loser if you don't like Taylor Swift. I had told my buddy the day before the game, I said, look, man, consensus say the Ravens should win, but the daggone, I said the NFL made $331 million on Taylor Swift. They might daggone swing this the other way because they want to get Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl. Hmm. All right. Now, you got Charles Barkley calling you a jackass and a loser if you don't like Taylor Swift. You got all these people saying that it's right-wing conspiracy, the daggone. They calling you incels, all this other stuff. I said, wait a minute now. So I was doing a show the other night, and I looked it up, and I said, let's look at this. Well, guess what? They had a thing called PsyCon where they were talking about Taylor Swift being used by the CIA for what to change people's opinions, also to credit with misinformation, disinformation, something like that, whatever. They
right,
got all these names.
Misinformation,
but this was,
disinformation.
They were talking about Taylor Swift in the Pentagon. They say she could be a secret weapon to sway the 2024 election.
Yep. Now, they mentioned that. I seen it. Y'all sent it out. I seen it myself. I thought that was very, because remember, she just had a boyfriend that she had a breakup with.
Which they tell them to do.
And go to Kansas City Chiefs. Now, my point is, if they could sway a crowd off of we said it earlier, what they told me the party would do, create an image. You said with the demon, create an image and for everybody to go with, and that's all they're doing. And think about it. The ignorance is these people will go along with it. Now, Taylor Swift and them, look at the names, Taylor and Swift. Think about those two names. And then
Kelsey.
Now, Kelsey wants you to take COVID shots.
The jam.
I said, well, damn. How low will you go? I mean, think about it. He on TV telling people to take a COVID shot, and he playing football. And they fall out. It's very strange. Go ahead. I'm going to let you make one more point. I'm going to bring some more calls in. I see five minutes.
Let me say this. So you know this out on the field, right? Now, look. Now, check this out. I'm just telling you, it's a replay now. Listen closely. Now, it's a replay. All right. Who played in 2020? Niners Chiefs, right?
Right.
4 years later, Niners Chiefs again.
Again.
President elected 2020, Biden, Trump. And then guess what? Now they talking about Disease X. Well, remember, just after the Super Bowl, COVID landed.
Yeah. Yeah, they started talking about it again. Yeah.
They're running the same play again.
Yeah, same play. That's my point. I'm glad you see the play. Because it's the same script, everybody. And it's a very lucrative one, too, because they got all the players in play for it. It's like no matter what.
It's in Las Vegas, baby.
Las Vegas,
just,
gambling.
Just win, baby.
And just win. And also, they're going to get us prepared. I'm glad you brought the sports. I'm going to take another call right quick. But I'm just going to 661. I got 9927. Y'all coming in next. 6661. Hold tight. But for me, the gambling, y'all. The gambling. Y'all hear you. The gambling is unreal, and I want y'all to realize that's like it's all on your phones. Y'all, please don't be them people. Go crazy on it. It's fun.
Yeah, let's go. We can announce you, man.
Yeah, yeah. Oh man,
I'm giving a performance at Super Bowl. Why they ain't talking about him?
Oh, he about just right. He ain't, well, he on there. Puff Daddy hooked Jay Z hooked this deal up. He's with the Super Bowl committee and all that stuff out there. Let me get some more calls. 6661. You out there.
Hey, what's going on, brother? What's going on?
Good to hear you. That's good to hear you, brother. Appreciate you.
Jack Double Bob.
Nah, 24.
Hey, both of them are on the same page. You know, that's what they shook on at the end of the so-called Civil War the hands on the nickel that both, but it's, we're beyond the history part. We're going into the next phase where the digital age, the AI takes effect. It's mm-hmm. called, and we saw with COVID reset, you know, it was the reset of the whole economic system, going from the so-called made-up dollars to the digital dollars. Now, what we're going through now is called the replacement theory, and what the brother said was right. Dick Durbin said on in the front of the House, in the Senate, man, we need them to come in and pick the tomatoes and the peas and all that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So what some of us bougie brothers, we ain't picking those and the tape work. We've gone beyond that state. We figured that we should have been next at the table, and see, but they fooled us during the civil rights era, making us thinking that we were at the table when it was nothing but a black a cycle through all the Panthers and the so-called civil rights movement, which was totally getting us ready for the communistic setup. See what I'm saying? Because this replacement theory that they're going on, this is an old Democrat communistic move. And see, that's why me personally, I've always believed in a third party. You keep everybody honest. You understand? You don't have to say, okay, well, I don't really, they can vote Democratic anyway. And then when you look at it, when they talk about the caucus and what the brother was saying earlier, where they came first, and the 13, that's why they go to Iowa, and that's why they go to New Hampshire, because those are the caucus majorities within the whole, when they set up Turtle Island. Those are the 13 families that came down and did the cousins that came down from King George to Isabella to Ferdinand and beyond. They divvied up. Just like how they divvied up the council in Africa. Mm-hmm. They divvied up the motherland. So
they divvied
it up. They divvied up it. Now we see, now the brother said, the Super Bowl, it all replays itself. The Chiefs versus the miners of the gold. But see, as we know, where the orange
miners
in the house
the
orange,
of orange.
Yeah, the miners of the gold. How the orange, the House of Orange set up where he went. His first duty when he came
the
in, the CEO, yeah, he went to Ireland, which is his bloodline.
Yeah.
So they don't want that house to get back in order because they can reset everything. And he blew the trumpet, but everybody was still. I digress, brother. Keep it on, man. Okay.
Yeah, he blew the trumpet now. I can't tell people how to think, but if you think it esoterically, the symbols came out that here it is, only a 4-year term dude gets in, goes over there. Now, he didn't just do that, Lodge. He did the whole world. Y'all sent the video out. He went to every of these countries.
Every country, from Saudi Arabia, China,
and
make the deal.
Now,
and they did the dance.
Deal.
They did the dance with the sword. They did the dance.
Yeah, they did the dance.
And then the
chords. That's a fact. Then he goes to China. Remember, he went to South Korea first to go over into the neutral zone.
North Korea.
Remember? Yeah. Went to the neutral zone. See, that went over people's head because they don't know the symbol. They say they sit there and know.
They don't know the symbol.
It's vicious. It's a vicious cycle out here. I'm telling you, easily could deceive. That's why the Bible story said, even could deceive the very elect. That's how deep this gonna be. Let me get some more calls. 9927. 9927.
Resurrected.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Am I clear?
Yes, you are. Very.
Okay, good. I just want to say, world out there, listen to these brothers because they actually telling you facts and truths. I looked up the House of Orange and I seen who they were. and people look it up because the world is run by the same people over and over again. Ain't nothing but they relatives and because they dealing with the same rituals, the same when they weigh in and make their pledges. And, yeah, you know, this is a Nazi world. This is a House of Orange world. This is the bones and crossbones world.
Yeah, the new black was orange. I think was, they made a TV show, and that Truman Show was Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey was the TV show. Yeah, Jim Carrey was the Truman Show.
And people,
yes,
people. This got me fucked up right now. I'm sorry, but I want you. Excuse me. With the I want y'all to know that we are under mind control, witchcraft, warlock craft, and the real pirates are the rulers. They always were the pirates. They always reversed those roles in the movie on purpose, because the ones that was controlling the seas out there, protecting their land, were not pirates. They weren't the pirates. They were what you would call, what they would call you, a savage, but you weren't a savage. You were basically protecting your land. You were protecting your land. You were protecting your goods, your resources, okay? They were the real pirates. The ones that were ruling, are ruling today, still ruling, were always the pirates. Not the ones that was going against them, the real pirates, but the ones that are ruling over you today. Those are your pirates. Those are your aliens. And yes, your money in your hand always been the enemy's money. That's to control you. And that's why I will always say that the fiat money and all of this money out here is not our money. It's not the real money. And we all know that gold and silver is the real money. But who's always trying to get the gold? The pirates. And who they call the pirates is trying to protect their resources and take it back. They always made the ones that went against the enemy the bad guy. The ones that went against the enemy was not the bad guy. See how they reversed, crisscrossed, changed everything? No, they were fighting for their land. They were fighting for their resources, okay? The people that's ruling today are your pirates, your real pirates. They're stealing your resources. And guess what? They got you doing it too. They got you out there working for them to dig up what?
The buried treasure.
Your ancestral treasures, they got you digging it up that you ain't even supposed to be digging up. They took you out of nature, and now they got you in 2.0 Metropolis. That's good.
that's real.
You about to be the AI slave now. You got, and then I want to iterate on what the brothers were saying about the immigrants, the asylum seekers that's coming in freely. Right. Okay, why you got to pay to go over to their land? You can't come over there and say, my country is killing me with shit over my head, and I need asylum. Yeah. I need asylum. No, you better come over there with your pockets full. Okay, because you ain't going over there to get shit. They ain't going to help you. They over here to rob you. They over here, they already talking about they here to enslave you here in Buffalo. They already coming out their mouths talking about, why are y'all dwelling on the, why are black people, I had a Bangladesh ask me why black people are dwelling on the past. I looked at that motherfucker like, what?
I told you.
What are you talking about?
Because they part of 1965 Immigration Act. This was the
act.
I'm telling y'all, look this act up. Right after they killed Kennedy, his brother's on the Chappaquiddick, Ted Kennedy is on this bill. Who put this together? I said, my God, I said, the one he was able to get.
Yeah, they here to enslave you. What they mean by enslave you is to pimp your ass, meaning that they're going to take, and you're going to work for them. You're going to work for them. That's what that means. You're going to be working for them. These corporations, you've been working for them, so it ain't no different. You've been working for the fucking pirates.
You've been working for them. Now, once we find this out, this is where the battle, I'm glad you're bringing this up, because now, what you're saying, because, you know, you be bringing up that tech. Now they got a population. I'm not talking about Austin, because they're looking at us dying off and may not even get a pension. It's this next generation that y'all been calling out, but it's most of the generals, X, E, whatever, all these new generations coming.
Oh, shit, they work out of work until y'all 80 now.
Right. They are. No, people are working till 80. I'm not making this up. That's what I'm saying. So,
And they're proud about it, too. Here's the thing. I've been working. I'm 80 years old. I'm still able to work and get out and slave. Like, really? You're 80 years old and you're able to get out.
But,
you're so programmed able to get out, but you ain't got no choice but to go and get out and slave. We ain't got no choice but to accept whatever they give us if we get injured and sick.
That's universal income now. See, here we go again now.
Yes.
I'm glad y'all bringing all this up because now, for instance, y'all want to, she's 80 years old and he's 80 years old. Now, sometimes as we get old, we start to realize, do I just sit around or do I keep active?
Right.
It's part of keeping active. Getting up is an activity. You're doing something. I understand
that. You need to be active, though.
Right. Now, slavery, on the level we're talking about now, is really involuntary. We voluntarily doing it more so than involuntary because, of course, with the new contracts, no one teaching us. Our parents didn't know the law. They didn't know all that. We learned that in mystery schools. Stuff that people had these so-called meetings. They weren't taught to us like that. So the question to us is, he's absolutely right. We are miseducated niggas. Because if the educated who wrote this book, the highly educated, the pinnacle of education, wrote a book stating, and we're going to get into his phrases in a little bit, because, this is unbelievable phrases for somebody to be making. And we don't get no real play. He should be getting some play, man. He be saying some stuff to be like, damn. He went off on the church. He said, what he said about the church back then is happening right now. He said the Negro church, look what he said. Quote, this is his quote. The Negro church, however, although not a shadow of what it ought to be, is the great asset of the race. Now, he said to y'all, at one time, it was an asset. Y'all was giving out your own loans. You can cut on your church because your church was a bank. The word church means bank. When you decided to take the bank to other banks, of course you're going to get robbed. And I'm not even that bright. I said, with that, I can see it clearly. You see, I could teach a whole... I mean, just think about through y'all, we don't think they on game. The church was a bank. He said we was a bank. We ain't what we had, but it was the greatest asset. It means it.
Well, they not a bank anymore. They a pimp machine. Bring your money to me. I'm gonna put it in my pocket because I need to look good. I need to ride in the plane. I need to have a fancy car. I need business around me. I need it.
Pay them tithes.
and the bill. It's the bill, y'all. Because think about it. You just said it. The bill is, long as you don't tell the masses that you're a corporation, tax exempt, you keep it to a certain level, you can live like a prince. Because
however you want.
They showed you how to write
however
taxes,
you want.
But then you mad at somebody who tell you don't pay taxes. That's why I say I'm
so that's when we all become tax exempt. Right now, Bones, we need to discuss that about our show because we all need to be tax exempt. We need to be tax exempt.
Now,
EIN, baby.
Right, but people don't realize that stuff is true. There's some things that I tell people, it's factual. I tell people, yes, it is a thing that you can do to keep yourself, even with your taxes. It's all kind of stuff going on, and I don't grant it, but I just don't tell you. I'm just telling you out of your own courtesy of being factual. Now, I cannot say that the law has changed where they can't see shit because, again, we not paying attention to what RICO now is. We not paying attention unless you in it, and then you find out what it is, and then it got advanced. I'm telling you that I don't even know if the gold and silver gang, because I thought about this, y'all. Think about it. You made me think about this.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah, hold on.
Did you mention AI hit 10G?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for that one, too. Now, the gold is here.
Go ahead.
That 10G is here. He was talking about the phones, and that you could be able to do all these things with your phone by thinking, and also that's here. Now, the question is for us is now, how do we participate in this? Because a lot of times, black people are in the forefront of this. And y'all, we don't be knowing because they under some type of corporation that don't tell us or they can't tell us. But believe this. I'm telling you, believe this. Your kids or your grandkids, whatever you got, they are participating in the come up with this because they know it to a T. I mean, we've given them the new generation that's going to be fully acceptable of this. You may not be on this line, but the next generation, because I told you, these people think beyond sometimes. We think it on one day at a time. These people think it on 50 years of expansion. They don't care if they die through the expansion. In their mind, they're doing a great deal of service if they carry on this thing. You understand what I'm talking about, y'all? Like, say for us, we want to carry this on. You would want this to go to your next kids for this to carry on. It'll die with just us. So that'd be that it has to have some type of growth. And that's what they did. Let's be honest with ourselves. This group has able to transcend generations. That's a fact. Generations. Which is unbelievable.
Just like with George Soros, when he makes his transition, his son is going to step up in the spot. It's already set up.
It's already set up. And he already putting bullet holes through a window, which I've seen. I'm going to have him soon to put it up with $47. Now, this is the mindset. I told y'all, you heard from me. You heard it from somebody in the same era of Carter G. Woods and them. That was B.W. Griffin. He said that they was going to use communism to get people. Now, y'all better start looking this up. They got a book called Communism for Blacks. And when I tell y'all, they are not telling us the truth about this thing, that black folks was running for being presidents back in the day. They were running for shit that you say, well, how they ran for that there? They were running and winning. And some of them, they were not looking white. They was actual black-looking people. And the question to us today is, do we really care about America? And that's going to be the question that from here on, after I play this, because I told y'all that they look at our energy. Y'all always talking about
now
energy.
Now, how did they manage to do that? It must have been some type of reset where they managed to get rid of all that information to really hide it like that.
At the generation. We ain't teaching the kids that, like how we talk on this program.
Because you have some people that don't even know that.
Right.
They don't even have that information.
Miseducation. The man put a book out.
Right.
I think this is the greatest
book ever.
They
hid that so well. They put us under a hell of a spell, boy. That was a hell of a spell.
But sometimes like hiding stuff, they can hide stuff right in front of you if you choose to ignore it. You know, hey.
Yay. And then the man, people die. People don't realize George G. and J. I'm going to take another couple more callers. George G. and J., I told y'all, look it up. He was slit and his tongue was cut out. And y'all pretend like, we make it jokes because Richard Pryor put it in one of his skits. A dude died from that skit. That's the part I don't think y'all get. 1069.
What's going on,
Oh, man. Good. Bringing everybody in, baby. We're getting y'all in. It's going to be lightning in a minute here. Keep it going. It's raining hard.
I just want to bring up 3 points to connect with some. Do you realize when the so-called pilgrims came over here, they knew this place was called America already?
Yeah.
Okay, that's one point. Second point, the Willie Lynch letters, no one knows who the author is.
Right.
Then you got Frederick Douglass, who's going around giving speeches on podiums in high-class suits and elegance, but you don't know what he talked about. Put them together. The Willie Lynch letters came from Frederick Douglass. Only a black man can teach a foreigner about the natives of the place. They can only teach them about the black man. White man can't come up. I figured out the black man. No, he has to learn from a black man to understand how the black man is. So Frederick Douglass is accredited. Will be accredited from now here on out as a Willie Lynch author. And anybody says otherwise and tell me what his speeches was that he gave back then.
Yeah.
And what was the reason for it?
Yeah.
And that's not smart ass to anybody. All right.
I feel you. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the immigrants who I've been so into for a long time. They're not immigrants. They're military people.
And as I said before, they will come and they would be put in these houses that have been repoed. So now you're hearing how money is being issued after them. It's called an invasion. And anybody who want to jump on the bandwagon and holler Trump is, well, let me tell you something. Trump introduced the microchip, a.k.a. the vaccine to y'all. And that's why the neurophones that they're trying to get you hooked up to can only have it can only transmit, but there has to be a receiver. The microchip from the needles came from is the what you call a receiver, and the signal is transmitted because you can't get no phone to read your brain. Let's be real. That's what's going on with that.
Right. Now, hold on.
That's
the Elon Musk thing now. He's claiming that the phone thing with the chip in your head will be able to telepathy or telepathic brain waves. That's what he's going by. Now, whether he can do it, I'm just saying this is what's being said. So, yeah, if you're hitting on that, that'd be a topic that we should really discuss really more so, because if this is really able to be happening, I mean, this is frightening for somebody to put that in their head and be able to be controlled by something outside of their self. So, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, good point on that one. Go ahead.
So the reason why the Bible mentioned these things and how they fail is because in the year 1619, is when the Atlantis got struck down. And when it got struck down, that caused a shift. And also the axis of the planet got knocked off 23 degrees. So all the power went out from the buildings and structures we had, even with the pyramids. And that's how everything, we lost power on that. And another thing about the Civil War is that not everybody in this country was fighting. There's no people from Nebraska, think Texas, Oklahoma, California. None of them had nothing to do with the Civil War. They're lying to us.
The Civil War, now hold on, that's a good topic because that's going to be a topic for this month as well, because, again, this war with these people having, these many blacks having this many weapons, I mean, you talked about this a few times. Kind of strange that they didn't turn it on, and they're the major force of clearing the land for the settlers. I'm trying to figure out why they never turned it on them. That's a hell of a thing. So what you're saying, that Texas was not part of the explain that a little clearly so we can understand what you're saying with that. You're saying who's not part of the Civil War? Texas and who?
Okay. Texas and all them other countries considered out west. And if they say that those places weren't there, the problem is the Mormons came to Salt Lake City. And there's a big city hall building as big as the D.C. building in Chicago and all the other places. So they didn't build it. So the so-called movies with the Westerns, all they was going out there was an invading, because they made everybody over here fall. And then somehow we got into a system of voting people in. That's how immigrants got a right to run in public office, and which was illegal. That's why the Constitution said you couldn't. So the white people are the immigrants. They never could be natural citizens. So y'all need to check on that.
But they got everybody else thinking that. That's how crazy
it
is. Right. So the thing is, the connection I'm trying to make with this, with everybody on here, was, okay, you figured out the disconnect, and we see it clearly that it is a disconnect from how a group that was not, but then they use the same law that they said was, now it's been switched up, because again, the nations that they let in now, they admitted this, y'all. Y'all look it up, make sure everybody factual. They did admit they was all for the immigrants of Europe. They admitted it. According to this, right after they gave us this Voting Rights Act in 1965, they come with people already coming to usurp our civil rights. It was like they just said, we'll just add some more people that we wasn't putting in. Like, for instance, they already had the Japanese was not supposed to be here. They had some acts. But this one gave homage to the Middle East, like all of the Eastern countries, Latin America, all. They did a lot of that. I'm thinking to myself, what better way to get rid of the people and wash our hands of? You let other people do it. Because common history showed me when people are tribal, they're going to come in, given the opportunity to become tribal, and that's where we got this same indigenous wars that we had when they first got here, they were able to escalate those same the Tuscaloosas and all these other Indian tribes that was here, and they was able to do that. I can see easily how, because if I deport different groups around you and give one group this, one group that, it makes sense. And so basically what you're saying, and you correct me if I'm wrong, on that they using the like a tactic that they've been using forever. The question is, how do they get us as generations to forget this? Because
that's a hell of a generation to forget this.
It's like, unbelievable.
Now check this out. Now, the term when they call you African-American, we not listen to this very carefully, everybody. The European people that's in America, they say they're Americans, but they're from somewhere else. However, they don't have a sub-place in front of them. So when you say African, then American, well, African is not a place either, nor is it a language, nor has it been a nation of anything.
It's a continent.
So it's silent. It's silent. So so you really are an American, because the white people who came over here, they knew this place was called American. That's why they say you come. They say you're not from here, but they can't show you where you came from. How the hell does that make sense?
It don't.
Africa. What the hell is Africa? What is it? What is it? Like really? Like what language? Because it's like in Ethiopia alone, they have 80 dialects. 80. That's just one small country in the whole continent. So they lied. So you are really the Americans, and everybody else is an immigrant.
Okay, now
this is your nation.
Now this is where I keep in mind that people say, "Oh no, they still. If you go to any of these municipalities, counties, they state flags is indigenous people on it. Some of these, so it got validity. What we saying today." Because go to anywhere, they got the name everywhere. You go anywhere, I can go anywhere in Florida is a Seminole name throughout a different other tribe's name. They got them all over the place. The question is, how was they able to do this so smooth? And then who are the accomplices behind this? Like, you know what I'm saying? Who is the people that made the deal, cut the deal? Are they still prominent? And they are. This is where this program going to be this whole month, because I can't do everything on one show. But we're going to show that this is even the richest indigenous people is involved with this. I told you Carolina's got a whole bunch of indigenous blacks. Geechees, you don't think they're involved with all this? You don't think that those tribes that are able to be, even the Bahamas isn't with it? How do you think Epstein Island became rich? Why do you think Disney, all them go to the Bahamas? Because they're part of the corporation. It's not like saying the black nations don't exist. They exist. But I said program is based on these elites, blacks, who call themselves demons, is very, very ancient and biblical and all the ancient books. I mean, for them to be calling themselves demons and actually got prominent members, that's why they're able to stay on TV and stuff. They could do the same stuff you do. Get high, fuck around, fuck their kids up mentally. As long as they stay loyal to this sinister ideology of calling, it's called calling the masses. We're going to calling the masses now. We're at the 12 o'clock. Now, y'all look at that bill, and I want you to think about it. The call of the nation, you got to kill off the indigenous. And what they doing to us? We're the only group that the civil rights movement is predicated on.
Got bones. There's one other thing I want to say on that. In Revelation, it speaks about America, and they had changed they took the name America out of it. But what it says, come out of her, Babylon. Be not partakers of her sin. But what it's really saying is, the people who brought in the Babylonian lifestyle, the warlocks, the witchery, sorcery, and all that, they came in bringing that. And the call is, come out of her ways. So they're saying that these people who was able to take over, they did it through sorcery and witchcraft.
To come out of her way.
By violence.
Now, that's what I'm showing is that the book, y'all need to look it up. Don't listen to me. This came out. It's called Calling the Masses, the Democratic Origin of Racist Immigration Policy in America. This plan, with the Moors and them all used to say, and all y'all, okay, if you usurp my title, that's the Esau story. They like usurped us. They like made up fake. They had to put on fake hair. Remember, the one of them faked it. And that's why I say y'all better learn the deep fake is real. They faked us out in the civil rights movement so profound, because if we would have went another direction and got the land back that was lost, the 62 million acres that Queen of Soul was on Ebony Magazine, stated in the same time, 1965. Ain't that amazing? All this happened that she owned a cover. So somebody looked at it to make sure around that time frame. And put that up after they made this deal to make everybody, look what it says, the Immigration Naturalization Act. Boy, you talking about, didn't they say you're going to make us look like this a peaceful demonstration before anarchy? And see, y'all didn't think anarchy, it takes about 60 years for everything to flip. You can flip a nation like a house. Like a house.
The 1965 Immigration Act has to be seen first and foremost as a civil rights measure. It was passed at that time when U.S. Congress was passing a variety of civil rights laws. Of course, the 1964 Civil Rights Act and the 1965 Voting Rights Act. And those laws eliminated discrimination, racial discrimination, prohibited racial discrimination in public accommodations. And there was a feeling in Congress that same notion of ending discrimination should also be applied to U.S. immigration policy. Up until 1965, U.S. immigration policy was heavily biased in favor of Europeans, and in particular Northern and Western Europeans. So tens of thousands of immigrant visas were reserved for Northern and Western Europeans, while Southern and Eastern Europeans, and especially Asians and Africans and Middle Easterners, had very little chance to immigrate to the United States. They were discriminated against on the basis of their national origins. And there was a feeling across the country and in Congress that it was time to end that discriminatory practice. So the 1965 Immigration Act abolished what had been this national origin quota system that had been in place for more than 40 years. People from all countries, nationalities, had more or less an equal opportunity to immigrate to the United States. So it was a really landmark law in the history of U.S. immigration law.
Now, if you don't hear that, after this program, you might hear it on the news soon. Because, again, I just found out by just looking up somebody's stuff. So I said, what the hell is immigration? And I said, damn, immigration bill was devastating. Because right after you said you promising the so-called Africans here, remember now, we're the so-called Africans here, or are we? And then you say, we're going to let the other Africans come in. The other Africans get more than the so-called Africans here. Do you not see the play? Let me get some callers. Let me go to 187. Let me go to A-Town. 1-877. We're about to get busy up in here. Let's do it. 1-877.
Good morning,
yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, we're about to have a good time. Go ahead. Good to have you always. Good to have you.
Yes, can you guys hear me? I got my headphones on.
Okay, go ahead. We hear you. Go ahead. Start up.
Okay. Now, that video, I'm going to go ahead and just start off on that video right there. That 1965 voter immigration / Civil Rights Act is bogus. It's bogus because of the fact that when people in business, you set plans and you set goals, and their goal was to go ahead and throw everything they can underneath the Civil Rights Act, hoping that the black people would not notice the Civil Rights Act did not benefit them, not anymore. Only for a moment. I don't even know if it even happened even for a moment. So now what happened is they brought that act in, because they know that more people equals power in our country. Just think about it. The Democrats create these acts, the voter, even the Voters Bills Act, was bogus because what they do with black people, they say, okay, we're going to do a bill, and it's in honor of you. That's why we're doing it. We're doing it because we want to help the black community, the oppressed, you know, victims, the black community. But whenever they do a bill for the black community, it never, ever helps the black community. And that's why we are now in an area of Aquarius. And Aquarius means that the people are waking up because they've been playing us since the 60s when we left the Republican Party, okay? When we left the Republican Party, they created the Martin Luther King. They did not create Malcolm X, but we already know with history, they created Martin Luther King because Martin Luther King became a star in helping the black community, and they were financing him. He thought that they were all and all in line to help the black community. And that's why he said his dream became a nightmare, because he woke up and realized that all these movements, all these acts didn't help us. So where we are at today, we are waking up. And when I say that we're waking up, guys, that orange man y'all was talking about, that orange man has a factual history of helping the United States of America. And that cannot be denied. The first time they denied the orange man, he wasn't in office yet. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. But when he came in office, he didn't just help the black community. He helped every community. And he definitely paid attention to the black community because of the fact that he understood, what do you have to lose to vote for me? That's what he said. What do you have to lose? That was not a racist statement. The numbers don't lie. Facts doesn't lie. All the black communities is ran by the Democrat Party. Okay? There's not no government in those communities that's ran by the Republicans. There's no Republicans that even go to the community to try to earn a vote. The Democrats got them locked down. They so scared because they're racist. Don't come over here. You gonna put us back in chains. You know? So
that's everywhere in this Southern Belt, this Black Belt area that the communists, y'all remember them shows we did, the Black Belt is where they made the deal that the blacks would be given this tract of land if they went along with this communist party plot. And so it seems like this belt here is hell-bent on keeping the Boulé establishment in place, because the Boulé was Democrats. I mean, basically, look them up. And so I'm just trying to give – I'm just giving a statistically look. You may not believe in all that, but – this is statistically.
No. The Boulé is real. The Boulé is real.
They are Democrats. They're mainly Democrats.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's so real that my daughter, who was not that old, that knew about them. I guess she does, you know, she is into journalism. But I was surprised that even someone at her age knew the Boulé. So that's what I'm saying. The Aquarius, with the internet being so available, they are not able to hide their intentions anymore. Okay? So when the young kids see that the party that can really help save us is a party in the early 20, like 23 to like 50. Anybody of 50 and up, they already sold that the Democrat Party is indispensable because they still think about the history. But when you get the young people who are in this Aquarius and waking up and realizing that this is a sham, okay? And I'm not sitting here saying that Trump is not led by a different organization, you know, because when you play on two sides, you always come at the winner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like two sides. It's like when a man has two women, if one leaves, they got another one. That's just the side.
They win.
That you play.
What they're saying is they win.
You're the winner.
Let's go with that.
So
we got that, but let's go with Trump. I want you to go. go too long with that. I want the Trump thing, for those listeners, I heard somebody say something about the vaccine. And again, yes, Warp Speed, and I looked up all that stuff, too, to make sure what happened. Now, he had also was on Fauci. I'm going to tell you how this powerful play is. He was on Fauci, but the Joint Chief of Staff came up to him, started pushing that because military is involved with all that. Boom. Now, he didn't want us to get mandatory, but they tried it. They tried it, but remember, it wasn't mandatory. Now, the globalists had already held the meeting.
Oh, right.
They already held the meeting on what to do on the job
level.
Because y'all forget that they had a meeting called Agenda 1, whatever, where they had the whole scenario played out about COVID. Well, you're dealing with the airline. That's why many people were able to fly who did not take a shit through the airline. But nonetheless,
let me just make my last point. I believe when you said in an article about blackmail, I believe Trump was blackmailed into going along with the vaccine. You see what I'm saying? I think the powerful people who does run probably came to him in a dragon and said, I'm going to eat all your damn kids up if you don't at least do this. You see what I'm saying? So
now,
he never did made it mandatory. Like you said, he didn't make it mandatory.
And he also came up with the cure that was in the movie, Oxycorquine, which y'all heard on this program, was in a movie years before the pandemic. So, again, it leaves everybody to understand that, okay, does he not know this ahead of time? Because they brought it out, and yet it's still – now, it's up to you people. Now, here's where it gets deep. You can only tell somebody so much to save them before you realize they don't want no they ain't bombed.
They don't want no help. They don't want to be saved.
Right, because right. So here we go. So if I'm telling you the news is fake, and you've been told by all our so-called conscious lecturers the news is made up, blah blah blah. They ran by the Bilderbergs. Y'all heard this before. Y'all heard by the Carnegies. Y'all heard it. So why would it be hard for y'all now, not y'all on this line, to go along with the fact that, wow, it is fake. This is a white president came out and said the news is fake, that they're stealing, doing that. Now, again, if he's a play on everything, then that he would be the one to give you the Trump card. The Trump card would be the one that would show you everything that would fix this shit. Because what nation on earth do y'all know, and y'all said it earlier, y'all travel, that you could go into without showing some ID? Name me one that you could go into, even in Africa. What can you go right into and say, fuck y'all, I'm running in here? Name me one on the line, y'all. I wish he could gamble. Name me one. I will give y'all some money. That you could run up in there. That's a sovereign with a military nation with weapons. You're going to just run up in there and say, hey, you know what? I feel like escaping to this shit tomorrow. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to start thinking, man. It ain't no thinking going on where this can happen this easily. Think about that one. How can a black community be thinking, really? If somebody, you got to go over, they're here in Florida. They're not jumping on a cruise ship, but those are international charter ships. They're international ships. Guarantee you they won't jump on there talking about, I'm about to live on this bitch because I hate America. Try it. Let's see if it can be. Yeah, I would love that. You'd be rich if you get away with that one. Think about that one. Let me get some more calls. I told you, we ain't playing with you today. We stayed out the time.
Hey, Drybone, just a couple of weeks ago, it got so bad up in Chicago, they're moving into the abandoned properties now. They're taking the boards off the windows and doors, and they moving in there.
Maybe that was
ain't
the plan.
Ain't nobody said a word.
That might be the plan. See, the plan is, again, I keep telling people, I said, man, maybe on this program, y'all realize how blessed y'all is to be able to see this. I mean, think about it. They taking off. They wouldn't let nobody black do that. You got family members getting kicked out of Section 8 and everything, and they going to let some people in that's going to be able to take over a whole black neighborhood, because they ain't in the white people neighborhood. I hope y'all know that. See, the key is you should have learned from a Martha Vineyard, where all the rich blacks are at. They gave you a whole show on the WB, Our Kind of People and shit. They showed you we got some niggas that can't stand you motherfuckers. And we right here in Maryland and all over the place. I mean, this is a fact. I mean, I'm not making up. They got the shows to prove that we got a whole group of different niggas that are totally not thinking the way you are. And I'm going to prove it right now. Let me get some more callers before I look for this clip. Let me get some more calls. Let me go to 0997. 0997. There's so many of y'all jumping on this one here, boy. I told you it's going to be hot. 0997. 0997. There you go.
Hey, they doing many things on many fronts right now, man. It's a lot going on.
Oh, yeah.
And as I sit back, man, one thing I want to say right up front before I forget this. This Nikki Haley girl, she's quite interesting to me. You know, her name is Mahaka Rahakahana. She won't say her real name in the hey, but this is yep. real. This is dope no, right here because the media no, would real. Not say her name,
yes,
bro.
Yes, I know. She got an Indian name.
They perpetrate, man, on a very high level. And that's like Obama. Obama, they seal up all his records. You can't find out who he is or where he came from. But
yeah. Yes.
Hey, back to the story at hand. We have been completely infiltrated. And this is how they infiltrate us. As y'all speak of infiltration, they bring people in that look like us, but these people are not us. They don't represent us. They don't think like us. But they look. And see, this is how, at every level, they have people in key positions like that. Whether you call it boule, gatekeepers, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the infiltration. Yeah. That's how they do it. And they do it for hundreds of years through families, through educational means. Like right now, they're talking about the ideology in school, the things they're pushing in school. And I don't want to get in no trouble, but they're pushing this trans thing, transformers. That's how we're going to call them, the transformers, Decepticons.
I like that. That's pretty good.
they're pushing it on the little children. See, because if you catch the children when they got fertile minds. Now, look, this is part of the communist agenda also.
Yes, 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 absolutely.
To blur the lines of male and female and everybody and see everybody as one thing. And that ideology is very dangerous, too. That's why all that mental mind link nonsense. Now, I'm not going to call it nonsense, but I don't agree with it. If you ever give these people where they could have send an impulse to 50 million people or 100 million people at one time and get them to do anything, it's a game of cards. We don't want nothing like that. We don't even want to play with that. That's too dangerous.
Too dangerous. Yeah. I agree. That's
too
like
dangerous.
Like Russian roulette and shit, man. Doing stupid mm-hmm. shit. You play the game that you know death is a part of. And because some of you and some friends got high, we gonna do this to believe me. You don't never know. So that's why I tell people, never play with your life with idiots, I'll tell you.
But look who got the hand on the button right now. Mr. Magoo got his hand on the button right now. You don't know what puppet master got their hand up, Mr. Magoo ass and shit.
Oh man, that's deep. That is deep what you just said. Mr. Magoo. That's a deep.
And remember this, man. These people don't love us, man. They just brought like 10 million people in on top of us in every one of our communities. Hey, look, check this out. We funding all this. Look, they funding it through United Nations. Like something like $385 billion came from America, went up through the United Nations. The United Nations taking this money. This is who's paying these people to come from all these parts, 180 different countries. They giving them $5,000 on an EBT card. When they get to certain points, they give them a roadmap. Go over here and talk to this guy. You see when they come in the country, how nice they dress, right? You see all of them dress, new sneakers, got new jackets on. It's cold in New York and Chicago, man. They got their little jackets and shit, their little sneakers and shit. Hey, that's American fund. That's funded by you and me, man. So check this out. We don't have to be homeless now. Now we see what can be done with this phony money. We don't have to be homeless in America. Everybody in America should have a home. They just showed you. They can home every last person in the world. 10 million people came here and they give them all kinds. They can home us and everything we need in our community. And we're going to have to stand together on that. I mean, when I say we're going to have to start speaking like one voice.
You make it sense because think about it. Now let's just take that because y'all talking about right now on this program the biggest topics that is coming to fruition. My man be saying 24. If that 24 playbook ain't being played, I just suggest y'all just watch and lay back. Now, you're right. Now, think about it. If they just prove that they just housed everybody so far, they all made provisions to shut down daycares, school after school programs. Fuck y'all, go back to learning. And they got people coming in all over the place, finding a place to sleep. Now, when you could beat NYPD, I'm going to tell you why I know this is a communist script. NYPD, some of the most vicious. Haven't y'all seen Serpico, the movies of all the New York? I mean, y'all seen all these movies in about New York. I mean, we could go all day. I mean, Rage Up in Harlem. I mean, all kind of shit. And y'all telling me that y'all don't know that this is the theatrical capital of the world? If more Hollywood is there, that's why they live there, in Miami and California and parts of elsewhere. But, you know, these are all over the places. Now, I got to play this for y'all. See, I'd be having so much on this board. Anthony, there's so much on this damn board. See, I told you they made a movie. But see, remember Tony Brown? I'm going to bring back Black History, the one we used to grow up on. Tony Brown's Journal. Man, we used to watch that faithfully on Channel 29. Faithfully. Used to come on every Saturday. Our family would watch it. We was like right on him. Man, I had a big ass afro, but he was one of the best. He made sure he put on everything. You didn't have to agree with it, but he put it on so you can see what was happening. And look what we found on the board.
Debutante cotillions, arranged marriages, summer vacations in Martha's Vineyard, black doctors and bankers who embrace Republicans and avoid Baptists, all black boarding schools, coveted memberships and social clubs, million-dollar homes and pre-approved neighborhoods, an obsession with straight hair, light skin, top credentials, and elite colleges. This is the world of the black upper class, an exclusive, mostly hidden group that lives awkwardly between a white America that misunderstands them and a mainstream black America that often resents them. This world is in plain view, but it takes a trained eye to see it. My guest, an insider, pulls no punches as he exposes the restrictive and elitist rules for success within a black community that is often preoccupied with pedigree, money, and status. Not only does he present some well-known blacks who, quote, pass for white, but he also delivers an unparalleled look at how this black elite society works and how it developed generation to generation from the time of slaves to the present day. Lawrence Otis Graham is a Harvard-educated attorney and the author of several books. His most recent book is Our Kind of People, Inside America's Black Upper Class.
Now, that's where the play, what you see on the WB and what you see on whatever, is that man's book. His book. Because they made it off of his book. And that's why they're showing you an elite group. That's why they mentioned Martha Vineyards about they show by dropping them off there. They had to do it. It's part of the craft. They had to come there. You see what they did? They got rid of them in one day. Now he's telling you that the electric car. Now, he said something. Now, he said they were Republicans, but then I said, let me look up the ones that was. Yeah, remember, there was a high-level group of black Republicans because they were what? They were the government of blacks back in them day, and they were not all black. They had some mulatto and all kind of shit going on. And so I look at this up. I said, man, that's amazing. I said, look at all these black people saying they black, but they like Obama. They got all kind of white people in the family and shit. They've been, you know, all kind of stuff. So I said, man, this is a game they playing on us. Go look up some more. Condoleezza Rice, ain't she Republican? A Colin Powell. Look all them up. Look them all up. Dare you find out you've been played. They was Republicans that got up there and said there was weapons of mass destruction. Ain't no mass destruction nowhere. They got the blacks to do it. Boule Geepers. They in both parties, y'all. They in both parties. Let me get some more calls before we're going to take a quick break. All y'all out there, because we got a half hour before, one more hour. 1:30 cut off. So we got one more hour. I'm going to bring most of y'all in. 7696, you next. 9451 and 7472. Looking forward to all three of y'all. Y'all stay tight. We're going to make everybody so we can keep a conversation about the miseducation of these niggas. Because it ain't illegal yet. They're going to one day deem legal. I don't sound crazy. I don't. Y'all sending these laws that we be looking up, that y'all be looking up, we all look up together. Ain't it fascinating that none of our people know they got laws now that you've seen in a Tom Cruise movie? Thinking the intent. They're going to make it where, that's why you got to be careful what you wear on your body.
Minority Report.
There you go. You got to wonder what you wear on your body. Let me get some more calls. By the end of this program, I'm going to show y'all we have voted for everything of our own self-destruction. It's unbelievable. 7696.
Hey, that Dry Bones. How you doing? Hey, Dry Bones family.
Yes. Much love.
Brother D. St. Louis. I had one comment on that first TMZ dude. You know, the back TMZ dude. Probably y'all didn't know it. But you know that cameraman that was with Martin Luther King, he was the snitch. He was the one that was always there with the camera and he was a reporter basically for the FBI.
Right.
You know, he was the main culprit that was sharing all the information of, you know what I'm saying, what the inside they was doing, you know what I'm saying? You know, I called him.
Yes, giving it to the FBI.
The inside.
Right.
He didn't even have nothing to do with Jesse now. You know what I'm saying? See, they was in, so, you know, they always double agents. You know, you got agents watching agents You know what I'm saying? when you get in them levels, and then, you know, like right before that, you know, Martin Luther King had did that one speech when he mentioned how they mechanized our farms. See, when he mentioned stuff, and then he said that he was going to Washington to get our check, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
See, when he was mentioning that, see, when you deal with that immigration demonstration, see, at first, them was our jobs that we went to, and them was our summer jobs, them was our jobs, but see, they put us on the industrial shit, and got us into these factories and got us out of the land.
Right.
They got us out the land and they hired immigrants from somewhere else. And see, from one thing, once you stop touching your land, once you stop touching it, What provides for you? What provides for you? What's the first thing you need to even be taught? You need something to eat. You got to eat first in order to be able to even do anything. So once they took the food away from you, then they gave you some mechanism, some industrialism, some type of factory. Didn't have nothing to do with touching the land. See, that's what you gotta do that first, because that's where your praise come in at. That's where you got to praise the land first in order to get your nutrition. Once you stop praising the land, now you got everybody else doing our jobs that they so-called said that we didn't want to do no more. We ain't never said we want to do that shit. Somebody put some bullshit in our head and put us on something else, thinking that, it's in the store now, and Granny them still down there, Uncle them still down there, until they duped them out the land. You know what I'm saying? Got us all the way away from the land and got us on some industrial,
Living, urban
some
living.
Artificial
it's
stuff.
Urban living.
Yeah,
urban living.
And they got us on. You know what I'm saying? They got us all the way away from the land, got us away from our stomachs. You know what I'm saying? Which controls your mind. Your stomach controls your mind.
Yeah, your stomach bad, your gut bad, you got bad health. Yeah.
And see, that's what they got us, told us that we can go to the grocery store and get it, and we'll provide it for you, which that's a part of the welfare system. See, that is all a set up, the immigration. You got other people on the land, and you provide them people with, like, they got easy access to come and go with their money, where they taking everything to strip us from what you know what I'm saying, from what we think we don't have nothing, but we got it all.
Right.
So,
now, I'm glad you said that, because we think, now that's the key word, that's why we're doing this program, the miseducation of the niggas. If the niggas did not know that this was their land, this wouldn't be happening, would it? Totally miseducated. Now,
I just want to say one more thing. Also, they knew that we was going to get wise one day. And see, that's why they ain't got us on that. Because if we were still out there working the fields every summer, providing the food for ourselves, didn't get outside our fucking mind, then we'll see the plot, because that's why they don't got us in them areas no more. When I go to North Carolina and I ride in the woods, you know what I'm saying? And now you know who I see out there picking up their stuff? Families of the Mexicans. And they go to school, too. They go, you have to go to school. So it's big money in immigration that's under the table, where we ain't seeing that either. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody who, they go to school, you know, they have their own, because they can't speak no English, so they be in their own little classroom. They got them living up. They got them living on these farms in them big buildings. They living like the Amish out there. We ain't seeing that.
Right. Now, hold on. You're making so much sense on that, because then they live in separation, but primarily at this time to later on where they become integrated, where they will be said, now what that system will look like when this new group come in is to be told, would they be actually, now this is my thinking on what I'm seeing, that the Democratic Party is the one promising them sanctuary city. So they're going to make the laws go in their favor where they'll become able to vote, and hoping of extinguishing all comers, regardless what party there. This is where you get to the Democratic Socialist.
And that's going to affect the Electoral College, too.
Right. The Democratic vote is Democratic and Socialism, and that's in there. Now, what they did to us, St. Louis, now, they even admit it. I'm going to play a tape not today, but it was called Mound City. St. Louis was known as the Mound City. If you look at what they was doing, why they went to Tesla and all that, went to there for the World Fair, you have to wonder now why they don't ever show those type of movies of that era of Tesla in the World Fair. You won't see a movie on that. No, you would not. You're not going to see anything but Oppenheimer, which was actually a woman came up with the with the radiation thing. Go look it up. A woman came up with radiation. I think she was some white Slavic lady. Got together with some other, but then I go look it up. It was some blacks people. And see, one thing we got to realize, y'all, this group that we're dealing with, they got bloodlines. That's what I keep saying. Y'all, you don't know where the bloodlines come from because, y'all, I told you, the House of Orange. Remember, the blacks and the Irish got a hell of a history. If you go look up old Irish stuff in New York and parts of Irish, blacks was having them shining their shoes. Go look it up. They got pictures of black people who are actually being serviced by these Irish. This is a fact. And so people don't know what Sean Caddy, I'm playing this for you, and I'm going to bring some more calls in because I got to play everything before the show go off. But this is the first of it. See, when you don't know, remember Sean Caddy say George Washington was the founding father. Now, I know y'all be saying, oh, man, that sounds crazy as hell. Then you be saying, hearing people say all kind of stuff about these black peoples that was in power. Well, just listen carefully to this and remember the reason why you and all of us, we were brainwashed to hate America before you got awakened to what you think or what we know to be factual. Remember, you was brainwashed like all, we thought once we got to the civil rights, it was all downhill. We hated America. So, I mean, we couldn't stand it because of the fact, slavery. But listen to real factual history.
Hello, America, and welcome to another Founders Friday on the Glenn Beck program. Somebody asked me just before we went on the air, how these shows are being rated. And I have to tell you, we didn't think anybody would watch. We thought, we'll give this a whirl, see if everybody wants to watch it. They're wildly highly rated, and I thank you for watching. There is a hunger in America for the truth, and tonight I think we're going to blow your mind. You're going to have to ask yourself a couple of questions by the end of the program. Why would our schools leave all of this history out? I mean, this is some of the greatest American story that you've ever heard. Why would they do that? And it's everywhere. You just don't know where to look. If you take a look at the revolutionary paintings of revolutionary times, here it is. It's the Boston Tea Party. Bunch of white guys, and these people strangely looking like Indians, and they're not. But that's it, not a lot of racial diversity. If you watch movies, one a great, great movie, this is John Adams. You watch John Adams, and you don't see a lot of racial diversity. I'm currently watching Johnny Tremaine. I love this movie. I remember this growing up. I was watching it with my kids just last night. And I noticed there are a couple of American Indians, but you don't see any African Americans unless they're slaves. They will show people as slaves, but that's it. Now, I want to show you a painting of the Battle of Bunker Hill. Here's the Battle of Bunker Hill. Bunch of white guys, right? Unless you know where to look. Right here. That's Peter Salem. He was actually the hero of the battle. It doesn't look like he's a hero there. He looks like he's cowering behind the white guy with a sword. He was the hero of the battle. And he saved scores of American lives that day. Why don't we know this? Look at the picture of the Battle of Lexington. 150 Americans. There it is. Do you see any faces of color in this painting? They were all members of the Reverend Jonas Clark's church. They went out. They were actually, if I'm not mistaken, David, they were in church at the time, right?
He called them together at church,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we called together at church and then said, let's go! And they went to defend their town. When the shot heard around the world was over that day, there were 18 Americans lying on the ground.
What you don't see in this painting are the equal number of whites and blacks. They were white and black patriots. It was a mixed church. Did you even know that happened? One of those injured patriots on the ground in this painting was a black man named Prince Estabrook. I bet you never heard of Prince Estabrook before. How about the painting of George Washington crossing the Delaware? Bunch of white guys, right? No. Look here. African American helping row the boat across. You know what his name was? Prince Whipple. He fought alongside Washington during the Revolution. Take a look at this one. This painting of, this is the Marquis de Lafayette. He, if you look at this, you just think, oh yeah, and then he made his slave dress up like I don't know what. But that's what you would think, right? This guy is incredibly important. This guy may have won the Revolutionary War. James Armistead was his name. How did he win the Revolutionary War? Double spy. I'm going to let David tell the story here in a minute, but basically the Brits thought that he was spying for them, but he was spying for General Washington. He'd give the Brits bad intel and reveal the good critical information to General Washington. Did you know this story? Why? I'm so tired of people saying, well, it was just the white people, white people, white people. No. No, why are we intentionally leaving others out? There are black
families. Now, this is a white program teaching more about the actual stuff that we got in all our schools today. They, you couldn't find, if I asked the people today, if I went around all this area and said, who was Prince Whipple? They'd been like, Prince Whipple was we? They wouldn't have a clue. Yet, because we told you it's all been orchestrated for you to forget, you think Benjamin Banneker means one person. You think there's only one Benjamin Banneker in the whole country. It's a whole bunch of them running around. Now, the question is, who are they? Who are really these people? If these people are actually winning the war, then I said, well, let me go look this up. Now, y'all do know that America, and I got it right here, where's it at? The only treaty is the Treaty of Friendship and Peace that Morocco, here it is. Yeah, let me read this for y'all. Now, for some strange reason, this history has been left out big time. It's unreal. I've only, just talked about, like I told you, always in some secret society type of shit. We can never get people to tell the whole thing, but it tells you Morocco was the first to recognize the fledgling United States as an independent nation in 1787. Remember, George Washington became president in 1789 with the help of these. That's why he may be something else, y'all. Like Rashad Caddy was trying to say something to y'all. I'm going to read it to you because, I'd be fine. Goes on to say, in the beginning of the American Revolution, merchant ships were subject to attack by the Barbary Pirates. Now, go look at the Barbary Pirates. The question now, we're going to give you the name. We ain't just going to be telling y'all they. The Barbary Pirates, while sailing across the Atlantic on December 20th, 1777. That's 1 3/7. Moroccan Sultan Mohammed III declared that the United States merchant ship would be under the protection of the Sultanate and could thus enjoy safe passage. Now, what the hell you think they had to pay for the safe passage, everybody? Somebody on the line, let me get some calls out here. I want to hear this one. 9451.
Okay, hear me?
Peace. Yeah,
I hear you.
Yes, go ahead.
Thomas, man, what's good with you?
Oh, man, go ahead. You know, you part of the family. Come on, bro, kick it to us.
I looked up the House of Orange, and man, it's a Opie Cunningham looking family, man. And he's the king of the Netherlands. I sent the picture with him sitting with Obama.
Yeah
man. He's the king of the Netherlands. He was called the Prince of Orange.
Prince of Orange, yeah. Man. The House of, yeah.
The police attack, right? The police attacks. They going after Alvin Bragg now. They coming down on him because he let them dudes go. You know what I'm saying? Alvin Bragg just spent last month or so. He was arrested in a charge mall. The black dude for the white girl chasing him down the street. Remember that? What's the dude's name, man?
Jonathan Majors.
Yeah. So he out here charged. He charged the black dude. Bring him to court. Prosecute him for snatching his phone back from his white girlfriend, and she getting drunk and passing out in his apartment. And then he go turn around and let these people off. But this gonna set a new president in New York, though, because when the summer hit, nobody's gonna have no respect for the police. You know what I'm saying? Any arrest they try to make, people gonna be trying to step in. It's gonna lead to a lot of mishaps, bro. Taylor Swift, though, she's the blueprint to what all black artists and music should be following. You know what I'm saying? She's pretty much a genius how she was able to get back all her masters and her publishing and copies. Yeah, man, re-record the songs and then forced all the Spotify's and Apple Music. Y'all either play my new version of the song, or y'all never get any new music from me. So they had to play her revision of the same song that they own, and now she owns it. Man, smart, man. And Rihanna and Beyonce and all of them did this. Man, they shut the music industry down, man.
Well, does that make her like kind of like an insider? So that's why people say, I mean, I don't care either way, but you know, it's like, okay, if she's inside, she's almost like those Disney people that they clone. I mean, who knows who she really is? Basically, because if she's that smarter than most, except maybe Prince or something, look what happened to him and Michael Jackson. They all try. Remember, Michael Jackson had the Beatles and everybody, Sony Records. I mean. So if she's able to do all
she
that,
got,
I think she's a player.
She got something they don't have, bro.
Yeah, something.
She got social media.
She got some type of connection.
She got social media. If Mike and Prince had social media, they couldn't have killed them, man. Her whole life is living. She lived her whole life in front of Instagram people, man. They every move she make. I'm going to dinner tonight. It's all on video, so they love her. So if Michael and Prince had that, they couldn't have snuck up on Mike and gave him some little propanol, you know what I'm saying? Put Prince in the elevator with some Oxycontin and shit. That wouldn't have happened, man.
He'd have been having people watching him. Okay. Yeah, that's a pan aftercon.
Because everybody will see it.
Pan aftercon. Yeah, they knew what to do. A pan aftercon. Always be watched. Because that's kind of like, that's the life they live, though. And it is, in my lifetime, I would never think watching somebody all day long would ever happen. But there's people who watch people all day long. I've never seen nothing like it. It's unreal.
Yo, it's really crazy, bro. And
really
think
is.
Of it like this, right? Her influence, right? They talking about for the election. See, I think that the NFL is paying her to do this. Because they need social media presence. They don't have any. No one cares about what Tom Brady's doing. No one cares, you know what I'm saying? No one cares about Patrick Mahomes. Like it's not like the NBA where they're killing the social media. That's why they don't care if you watch the games or not. They're making all their money off of, or everybody's following LeBron. Everybody's following Zion. Everybody's following Ja Morant. The NFL now has a social media presence it never had before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People that would never watch the game are watching her. You know what I'm saying? And since she's at the game, they're watching the game.
Now we said that.
Getting the NBA.
A lot of people are saying that. Now, I agree with you 100%. A lot of people are saying that because NFL is just that scrupulous. Of course, it'll make a deal. I mean, if I can get somebody who's a pop icon at the greatest team now in football, then dating this model. But I look at it also as, okay, why is this happening? Which again, y'all, Brother Eddie, the numbers, it seems obvious. I mean, they're following the script too. I mean, this guy's telling people to take shots. Most people are trying to get away from this. He's making his money doing this. It is scripted.
And remember this about him too.
He
liked black women. He didn't really into that string bean white chick, man. He like Instagram big booty model black chicks, man.
That's what he had. That's what he had prior to this. Now whatever deal they made, I agree with you on that one.
Last thing I was gonna say was we got these since they legalized weed in New York. So you got these little vape shops or whatever that pop up and they sell weed or whatever.
They just put one
around the corner from you, right? Another one in the area, but this one right around the corner. So the dudes who sell weed, they standing in front of the store, mad at the people in the store because they taking all their customers. And I say, yo, whatever do we live in? Like, when I grew up, this could have never happened, bro. They would have shot that store up. Yo, they would have been, making $20 on every $100 they make. I mean, they would have been totally extorted, bro. This ever here.
It all depends now who's running these places. Because, again, if the government allowing it.
They
now,
average. They
yeah.
average.
Right. Right.
Average.
Now, we all see this thing going on. I told y'all. And I'm going to stand by this whole month to the end of the time. This bill that did this, I figured out. I said, well, damn, why is it happening? It's right in my face. It's in the era we born in. 65, the mugs say they're going to let everybody in, make them citizens. I mean, what we was fighting for, supposedly, here in America, somebody came right on in and usurped it with an immigration bill the next year. So they showed us they didn't give a damn. And to this day, even black people don't like no party. You got to think about your allegiance now. I mean, if something's that deep, I'd rather you denounce it, become independent, do something. But to stay in something that is diabolical as what's going on today, on both sides.
That's what makes it dangerous because you got on tape 6 to 8 Spanish-looking dudes beating up 2 police officers. And they steal their cell phones. So they get charged. They're supposed to get charged with assaulting police officers and armed robbery of police officers, which is both like, yo, you ain't coming home for at least 20. The first thing is when we first saw them, when they got out of jail, we like, how come they not beat up? Like, what the hell? Yo, you would have had slipping falls. Yo, he slipped and fell. We sorry. Yo, what are you crazy? Dude, these dudes had.
I'm so glad
they
said
stuck their. They stuck their middle fingers up. You wouldn't have been able to open your hands, bro.
Yeah.
They would have beat your hands. Like, are you crazy? This New York City police.
You heard me say earlier, I've never seen nothing like this. Buffalo, all through New York State, you got police officers that, they known for whooping ass in certain areas. Now, I'm telling y'all, and even in Florida, can you imagine you coming out and figuring out the whole police force, fuck you, and you were able to be shipped to California. And, I mean, I never seen nothing like it in my life. And I said to myself, man, this is very orchestrated. So that's why the brother said earlier, all y'all on point, it can't be real. Because no way in our history of my psyche, like my man just said, he's right there. Ain't no way he would have got out. They'd have been a rocker. They'd have been fucked up immediately. Once they got to beating them up like the way they was. Now, let that been black.
Now, this is the big problem, right? This is where the problem come in. Because y'all should have been charged with assault, and y'all should have been charged with assault and police officers stealing police officer property. How many black people in jail for doing it? So now you're going to come into the summertime. Everybody seen these dudes get off of this.
Yep.
You think anyone going to have any respect for the police? Like, get the fuck out our face. You know
that's
what I'm saying? Get out the car and say that. It's going to be going.
Now anarchy.
Total chaos, bro.
All right,
and they're going to put their foot down on us. Nah, we're not going to go for it. Y'all just let them leave. No way.
Hold on. We're going to take some calls. Yeah, because that's deep. I want y'all to think about that now. This could be your city. Y'all seen it in Chicago. They seen it now. People now of the same origins. of the Latin world, and man, that they people are coming in now, you know, going berserk. They, you know, they've confused as well. So think about that, everybody, because he just said summer. Now, it's loading up for that. The hot tension that they want to create. Remember, they're going to have two Democratic parties. I think the nomination is going to be in Milwaukee for the Republicans. And I forgot the other state for the Democrats. But whatever it is.
But it's going to be Chicago. Isn't that strange? Chicago
for the
Democrats? It's only in Milwaukee. It's like two, 3 hours apart on 94.
Right.
These cities right next to each other.
So basically, they're having these two big things going on. And so far, I just want y'all to realize that at any time, they can play the old stunts of they did back in the 60s where they had the Democratic Party go into chaos. And now I want y'all to know something, too, because you don't think about it. But I hope y'all watching what they call for. I know many of y'all kind of stand certain groups and all that. That's fine with me. But I learned from everybody. Did y'all know that they were trying to put facial recognition in Texas because all these Texas people down there for this so-called border dispute? Let's just leave it at that, because I think this is staged as well, based on the fact that I found out that Abbott was with the World Economic Forum and he's part of the group and everything. So it's kind of strange, but nonetheless, let's take it with what they're doing. Do y'all not notice?
Hey, drop on.
It's pretty obvious something going on.
I was gonna mention, man, you got the church, which is the Pope them, right? He spent all money on all this stuff, and they ain't said nothing about nothing what's going on with all these people that's gang banging with them, claiming Catholicism, you know, mm-hmm. claiming, you know, Christianity, they claiming all these different groups, but they ain't said nothing about all the drama, you know, people dying at the border, you know what I'm saying? You know, dying to get here, dying to get there. And they word is the all word, right? Whenever shit hit the fan, right? They the ones who really settle all the issues, right?
The Pope was the king of America right now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Pope, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's where people not paying attention. They not saying nothing. So you on your own right there.
Pope ain't said a word at all. Correct.
So
all
it's
y'all
basically
listening.
Like kill yourself. It's like y'all do the hell y'all need to do.
Anarchy, because we showed you that the purge stuff is real. When Biden came to Buffalo, he's been doing photo ops lately. Look where he go. When he went to Buffalo, that was a telltale sign for me. Still yet, Hochul, because I keep abreast of that. Hochul didn't give what she promised to the victims of the massacre at Tops. She declined it again. So when I see black folks say we still voting for this, you can't blame nobody. You vote for your own genocide. Because how can somebody watch this and the dude goes and shoot up a store, promise to help the victims, they get nothing. Then she bring in all the immigrants was coming to New York. They are everywhere, school closing down, and people. So we seeing that this is actually, like you just said, it's very orchestrated. It's very, very almost diabolical how you can have the Vatican and the Catholic Church and all these groups, y'all screaming over, all these groups trying to impose religion, and religion supposed to have stopped this. So all y'all going to church, that's why I say you better ask yourself, am I brainwashed? And because I'm on Facebook singing and all that does not mean anything. Let me get some more callers. 7-2-7-2-4-9. So many of y'all, man. That's a lot of y'all. 7-2-4-9.
Greetings, family. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm going to be kind of all over the place, but it's what everybody's been talking about.
Right, go ahead.
Starting off with everything, it's all metaphysical. By the number meta, it's 14, which is 5. Physical is 31, which is 4. You talked about Orange Man, a.k.a. Donald Trump. I've always said his name was metaphysics, and he showed it by giving the information, the numbers behind the word. Donald is 14, like meta. That's a 5. Trump is 22, which is 4, like physics. 31. That's the metaphysics. Now, turn that 5 and 4 around. You got 45. Wasn't he the 45th president, y'all?
Yep.
The numbers are adding up right there. Let's go to the Super Bowl. Well, again, do we know what the owl represents?
Awesome.
The owl.
In darkness.
Mm-hmm. Basically, yes, but it's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bird of wisdom, good fortune, and good luck. Super Bowl,
yep.
When you rearrange those letters, just put the B with super, and it becomes superb, owl. These are the things when you're talking about Taylor Swift or whoever's in it. The dance, whatever dance they do, dance is 14, are the occult. Occult is 23, which is 5. 14, the dance is 5, occult. These are rituals. Rituals are 32, the 5. These are all rituals that are being done and performed for certain things. When they talked about people being brainwashed. Well, brainwashed is 40, which is 4. Tea Party is 31, which is 4. Revolution is 40, y'all, which is 4. And the revolution is now giving us the truth. Truth is 31, which is 4. We even talk about them leaving out the dark people. Dark is 13, which is 4. With General Washington, Washington comes to 40. George is 31. It's still the 4. See? So understanding that part of these rituals that we do, they mention George Washington, him being a part of the Founding Fathers that was mentioned in that video. Well, Founding Fathers is 68. 6 plus 8 is 14. We back to the 5 rituals. 32 to 5, occult, 23 to 5. The Founding Fathers are built on rituals of the occult because we can't
That's
leave
right.
out they were all Freemasons. Well, Freemason is 32, the 5, part of the occult. This is the brainwash that we constantly trip on dealing with that 400 years, which comes up to a 5, part of the occult. But touching back on the Super Bowl, who's playing, if I'm not mistaken, is the Chiefs and the 49ers.
Correct.
Well, Chief comes to 31, that 4. And 49ers is 59, which is 5. It's metaphysics. Right there in front of you, the two teams are these same numbers. They just keep changing the name, family. The numbers remain the same. As Brother Caddy said earlier, when we tripping on Africa and America, they're just going to change the name. Africa is America. Africa is 21. America is 21. We trying to deal with the nonsense they gave us to connect it. Their motto is united, y'all. We stand. Divided, we fall. Divided is 32. That's the occult. Occult is 23. English is 32. It's meant to divide because it has all dialects of all languages that they put together and gave us the definition. They're keeping us divided, and we're staying divided by using the word, not seeing the number that represents the rituals that they are doing right in front of our face, hidden in plain sight. So with that, I'm going to digress. Love you, family. I'm still listening.
Usher Raymond comes up to 44. That's an 8. And are we in the year of the 8-2,
2024? Yeah,
2024.
Yes, we are. And look what Usher been through. Almost like sex trafficking through what his version of his, what took place to him. So it's amazing. And, let's look at all that, too, and construct. And every Wednesday, we start answering that back. Brother Eddie, our co-host always, back on Wednesday. And today, I don't know if you're listening, but, let us know what's going on. Much love to you out there. It looks like the number game is in there for sure. And then
they're using astrology also with this number game, which goes and coincides with all that. Now, that's where we get to the debate now. What are these people? I mean, are they human? Are they outside the human realm? I mean, a group of people who wants to be seen every day now. You know, think about what y'all said earlier. That's panopticon. That's like somebody who wants to be seen, and it's a niche of narcissism, that all you want is that camera to be seen all day long, no privacy. It's almost like jail because you never escape the camera. Now, that to me is the key to this, because if we want to surveillance ourselves, it makes it much easier for the government to do it. So you see how they make it so convenient? It's like for us to be on, so like for instance, it's going to be people now when they charge, because again, the legislation is changing. Pretty soon, these programs, I won't be able to play music. They're going to come with a thing, I'm sure, within the next of this year, to say that we cannot no longer copyright infringements. And they're going to either say by mid-year, they're going to try to get us to pay for all internet, no matter what you got. They want it all paid, because a man mentioned earlier, well, I know we didn't dabble on it, but next week we will. Those of you are, look up the new 5G. Is it 6G? It's unbelievable. No, 10G. Excuse me, it's 10G. They got a 10G phone. Now, what they plan to do with it, that's going to be up to, but it's going to be rappers.
Xfinity has 10G internet now.
There you go. So rappers and all of them going to be in it and all that. That's to bring you into the metaverse for real, real. Now, some people say, I can't confirm, but they're out there show saying that because of the shots, they need the next G to get them to be in tune to this shit. And they can easily benefit some of them who take these microchip shots to be able to have the peripheral vision with the glasses to be able to see shit in front of them. And they'll be able to just use their hands and their eyes movements to change to these new icons. Now, you know people going to do that. But ain't that a movie I've seen where the kid, everybody was on it. They were hyperventilating. They had to have therapy because too much information could fuck you up. And you doing it all day long, it can mess you up. So these kids had to have therapy. But the whole world was based off digital coins. Every time you did something, a digital wallet would come and give you money if it got views automatically. So everybody was living off watching each other. I said, well, God damn. That's some goddamn hell of a dude, sci-fi, 1984. All them cats, Jules Verne, all them wrote about this shit.
But it's in progress right now.
Right.
It's being
tested
right now.
Right now.
Yes.
So my
world
thing on
is
y'all
being
is,
tested
this is
right
not
now.
A joke. This is not a joke.
No, it's not.
These are the Thespian Society or the Fabian Society. These people for real. They got an image
yes,
of the terrorists.
And
the terrorists,
they don't
yeah.
play about their money as an influencer.
They don't play. Now, let me just tell y'all something. So y'all know, y'all send it out. Sometimes it got to be said on these programs. Now, they killed a bunch of people lately. Influencers are dying at 43. I mean, motherfuckers just falling out. Now, I want y'all to listen carefully. Let me get one more call before we get to it. I got a 9161.
Hey, Dry Bones. I don't know what. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you hung up?
No, I didn't hang up. I don't know why you put me on mute. I don't know why, but I would never.
I had a few people on mute because I didn't know where this noise come from. But yeah, I'm trying to bring y'all back in. So stay with us, though. Then just keep yourself where you are.
Now let me bring this up. I was trying to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
So y'all were talking about Hochul, right? Now, while you had your head turned, like I said, like a magic trick, ding, ding. Hochul this week on her government website, you can pull it up, gave out $183 million to Holocaust survivors. Now, that ain't even happening in the United States, so what's going on here, man?
Yeah. Somebody pull that up. Send that out because if that happens, you got to scratch your head up. I mean, what?
Yeah, she did that. That was this week. Matter of fact, it's like January 27th or 28th, 29th, one or the other, or last week. It didn't been the last week. So all this stuff going on.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I think it was the same day when they showed you that migrant thing. So they always do something big. They get you with the migrants. Let me tell you something. Matter of fact, on January 31st, the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, signed the bill defining anti-Semitism in law in Georgia.
Yes, right. And he did it. I seen that. Somebody said that you're absolutely right. He did something. And he signed with Israel or something. And they were mad at something that he did, too. So another thing he did that was crazy.
The small heads are making their move right now. They're going to close all avenues of information. They said, look, see, as I always say, I have a friend of mine, she from Texas, you know, nurse calls in, she always say, why did they put Kent Williams and Shannon Sharpe out there to get these niggas off this political shit? Give them some clown shit to watch. Don't talk about this goddamn political shit. Daggone. And I said, when they do something, you got to remember, like she said, them Jews sent Shannon Sharpe out. And as a matter of fact, come to think about it, the next week, Shannon Sharpe flipped his card again, and we're talking about blaming you for criticizing the NFL for Taylor Swift. As a matter of fact, I don't even care for Vivek Ramaswamy, but he had made a comment, and I thought about it, and they brought him up, and they said he brought the thing that the Super Bowl was rigged, and you know they're going to bring a major celebrity. Well, Taylor Swift did endorse Biden, but in 2020, but you got to remember something about Taylor Swift. The hedge fund company, Alex Soros, is connected to it, owns her Masters, so she got to tap dance to get that Masters back. That's all it's about.
Hold on. Now, Taylor Swift, again, I didn't come into learning about her, I know she was existing, but, and then the rap thing with Kanye West went up there, and it's all staged. So Kanye West actually set off Taylor Swift with the ritual of she don't deserve it. It's almost like it's made up. And so I get you on that one. But you're right. Soros, son, and all them is patent. But here's what Soros said, y'all. And I want y'all to think about this. How much power can a dude show you? And this is real power. To tell you what he thinks the election going to be. And I'm almost scratching my head. Boy, does he sound very close to being right.
My hope for 2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate. This could induce Trump, whose narcissism has turned into a disease, to run as a third-party candidate. That would...
Now, I'm going to show you. That's George Soros. Now, he actually, they mad. They on warp speed B, baby, because this did not happen. They thought that the American people would be almost going berserk to get rid of Trump in so many ways because of the media and so forth. But you see DeSantis is gone. He endorsed Trump, so that's already a big loss.
The Brahmin witch.
Yeah, but hold on. Y'all just said y'all got the Native American. Now, she says she's Native American. She even made a claim that there's no racism. America's not racist. So I don't know what tribe she was with, but for them to advocate that is very strange. But I'm telling y'all.
She's a Hindu Brahmin. She's a Hindu Brahmin.
Yeah, well, she's a Hindu Brahmin, all right, but the fact remains that anybody telling me that they still holding on to some craziness that, George Soros is fronting a lot of this. Now, it did not work. It did not work because right now.
Dry bones.
It did not work. Yeah, what you going to say?
Okay.
It didn't work.
This is what I wanted to say. That whenever there's a catastrophe, like in Buffalo, when you said that the top victims did not get the money that they were you know, owed to, family members, they use that money for the immigrants, okay? Like whenever they create, like defund the police, that money they use to buy up houses for the immigrants to come, okay?
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. Now, what? Now, how does that make us feel, though? As a person who was astutely, you look this up, you working, you doing your thing, and then, you know, we get these false reality TV shows of Black history, which is going to play the whole month in Georgia and all the Carolinas. They're going to show you all this Black history, but they won't show you this. Now, how did we find this and they can't find it? You know, so that lets you know it's made up.
Let me bring up something that happened here in Virginia the other day. Can I tell you something that happened the other day that was really strange?
Go ahead.
So we got this school up the street called Manchester High School, probably about 15 minutes up the road. I mean, whatever. But they said the principal the other day said on the intercom in the morning, Happy Negro Month. So a lot of parents, you know, went to Facebook trying to get her fired or whatever the case may be. You got people talking about doing a protest, whatever. I don't give a shit about this shit. Then some people say the principal didn't say it. The other teachers and stuff say she didn't say it. I don't know what they're doing. The guy was talking to me about it. He said it's a damn shame it's 2024 and daggone our children got to endure this stuff of people making fun of Happy Negro Month and stuff. They meant to say it Black History Month. They disrespect us like that. I said, look, man, I'm not protesting that garbage, man, because that ain't nothing but a sideshow, man. And I said, daggone, now the word might be that a student they claim may have made a lie about it. I do not know. But what I'm letting you know is this was a distraction. It happened on Thursday.
It was a paid student.
Let me get some more because I've got two of them that's been holding. Let me go to, I think it's 3318, and then I got 3318, if that's you, and 1654. 1654, you've been holding.
Yeah, how you doing, Go ahead, family.
Oh yeah, I got you now. Okay, go ahead and answer that. I didn't know who that was. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm just saying hello. Good morning, everyone, and thank you again for my birthday show and for all the prayers and you know everything. I appreciate y'all and Dry Bones. Eddie and I will get back to you on if we're having a show this week.
Okay, sounds like a plan to me, so make it happen. All right, much love as always.
Thank you.
Again, I'm glad you're here. What, you hear something? Okay. Now let me get my brother in. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, great. Real quickly, family. Thank you, man. Hey, man, great show, man. You started off just right, man, and you brought that real, real facts.
Can you get a show?
Yeah, I got it, man.
Awesome.
I just wanted to holler and say something.
Hold on. Let him finish, man, and then I'll get y'all in there because I can't. That's why I'm trying to tell y'all. Go ahead.
So I'll be quickly. That New York thing, diplomatic immunity. That's the only thing we got to remember. They're not U.S. citizens. They don't have Social Security. So the bounty hunters can't pick them up. They pick them up. What charges are you going to use on them? Diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity.
When you go back to Taylor Swift, NFL, MLB, NBA, all under the charter or corporation of 501c3. So Taylor Swift is the new first lady. When you go back and look at thank you, brother. When you go back and look at the Bud Light commercial, the homosexuals didn't really get a chance to run it the way they wanted to, so they got to bring in Peyton Manning and Emmitt Smith to get them hillbillies drink beer again. They don't want them clowning. So here goes the biggest one I'm going to throw out there and I'll get out the way. So one of the old boules, Cornel West, he's kind of disappointed. Only reason that he got old, yes, you were good when you were young, but no, you pay an octagon, hey, they got you, man. All they do is let you get old, nobody knows you. So he said the Republican Party is now the fascist, what do you say, the report, because he's, you know, he's trying to run for the presidency.
Right.
He was going with. So he said the Republican Party, Donald Trump, is considered the fascist corporation. He said the Democratic Party of Biden is the global imperialist. And he said the Green Party wanted him to wear a dress, so he's trying to do independent.
Hey,
thank you, brother.
You know, I'm going to say that in all due respect, that makes so much sense, because think about it now. Because he's an oddball in all this, man. I mean, Cornel West is from Yale or Harvard, one of them two places. And I mean,
was that good?
Yeah, that was a good one there. He's been doing this for so many years of being on that circuit. Y'all remember them groups? Back in the day, they don't do it no more. It used to be everybody coming. You had Asante coming. You had everybody coming. Yeah, and all of a sudden, the Boulay. But the problem is, they tell you one thing or that. Okay, let's go with the premise here. Now, I told you, it wouldn't take a bright mind, but the only thing that would fuck these people's mind up if people was to denounce those parties and become independent, they would freak the fuck out. They would have no idea. And that was not something that was like said to me. That was told to me years ago. I said, that would be the smartest thing, because you ain't really got the weaponry. If y'all understand what they just did now, let's get deep. Y'all ready for this? They killed three black servicemen, three blind mice. And what we said they was going to do it in the Gulf. They're going to set the war up. They unplugged us the war. Ben told us the war. I mean, they told us the war a long time. They said they was going to do this. Now, right now, they're going to bring in what I consider the chaos. What is the chaos? They're going to bring in scientific dictatorship, where they're going to let the scientists tell us everything. We only got 1 minute. I got to put this on before they take it. After we come back, we're going to have a hell of a discussion. Everybody cue. I'm going to bring it up.
Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World and brother of Julian Huxley, gave a speech at Berkeley in 1962, shortly before his death. He admitted that his best-selling book, Brave New World, written in 1932, was based not on fiction, but on what the elite were actually planning to implement.
And here I would like briefly to compare the parable of Brave New World with another parable which was put forth more recently in George Orwell's book 1984. I'm inclined to think that the scientific dictatorships of the future, and I think there are going to be scientific dictatorships in many parts of the world, will be probably a good deal nearer to the Brave New World pattern than to the 1984 pattern. They will be a good deal nearer, not because of any humanitarian qualms in the scientific dictators, but simply because the Brave New World pattern is probably a good deal more efficient than the other. That if you can get people to consent to the state of affairs in which they are living, the state of servitude, the state of being. Well, it seems to me that the nature of the ultimate revolution with which we are now faced is precisely this, that we are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy, who have always existed and presumably always will exist, to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy. And these methods, I think, are a real refinement on the older methods of terror, because they combine methods of terror with methods of acceptance. But then there are various other methods which one can think of. There is, for example, the pharmacological method. This was one of the things I talked about in Brave New World. The result would be that, you can imagine a euphoric which would make people thoroughly happy even in the most abominable circumstances. I mean, these things are possible.
Brother Kwame, you next. That's 1962. Go ahead, Brother Kwame. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, I've been listening, and I've been trying to figure out why nobody spoke on it. This is the Grammy Awards, right?
Somebody who's moving around the kitchen, put yourself on mute. If you're moving around, mute yourself so we won't hear you in the kitchen. Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
All right, yeah. This is the 66th Grammy Awards, right? Today is what? 2-4. 2-4 is what?
Six.
This is ceremony. And the thing, and you're looking at, Brother Eddie was talking about in the numbers, he said the Chiefs was what, 31 or 13, and then the 49ers are playing, right? That 49
right.
is 13, 31 is 13, it's on 2-11, that's 13. See, they're doing it all in ceremony ritual.
Mm-hmm, no doubt.
And then the sister was talking about the Aquarian age 248 years ago was 1777 when Pluto was in Aquarius, the planet of revolution and transformation. As
that
above,
year,
so below.
That's when the pirate voice gave us the power, 1777.
And nobody, has anybody heard of Artemis?
Yeah, that's the new thing. That's the new thing they're putting on that they want to wear the Optimus Prime. You talking about the Optimus with the robot?
No. Artemis is the four, one black man, one woman, and two white men. NASA and SpaceX are going to put them on the moon this year.
We'll see. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
I don't know, but
that's what I'm saying. They spending this type of money.
It's all going to be an act. I'm sorry. But it's a ceremony.
But it's something else. Let me show you something. This was talked about and put on paper. In 2017, Vice President Pence was the one who implemented this.
Now, I'm not saying this. I'm saying that I'm always been hearing it going, because remember, we don't have Virgin dude try to go up there. He got fucked up. But his machine, I don't know if they can make it. Now, can they fake it? That's what I'm going to see, because it seems like they can't go through that radiation.
Bro. Every time a rocket goes up in the air,
it always curves.
It's a fake. Either they opening up portals and going into another dimension. It's an act on television, and they doing something else.
But with virtual reality and holograms, they can create an artificial, and have people believe, just like they did with the aliens there in Florida.
You're correct.
Yeah, I agree.
They're already testing that weapon out because it's a weapon.
Yeah. Yep. Now, because
I
want to
say something about Hocho.
Who?
I want to say something about Hocho paying off the money to. Holocaust is just a cover up, Hocho.
Yeah,
it's just a cover up.
She was paying
the Jews that they was removed from the basement of the tunnels that they were making them defamed, going against their name.
Because that synagogue was by Rabbi Sherwin, that was the payoff
because you know what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly, that was nothing but a payoff. They all do is pay each other off to cover up.
They found the tunnel throughout New York State. Everybody, again, I don't know what's going on. Why they tell us about this stuff to make us, I guess, but they are finding quite a few things that are very weird. But let's go with what y'all was saying earlier, what Brother Kwame y'all was saying. Now, let's go with this, Brother Kwame, because, again, if they look at this astrologically and they're doing things, it could be bringing stuff into our, because it's like, what are they protecting themselves from? I mean, the chemtrails got to be for some reason. They say they want to block the sun. I mean, I've heard them say that they were going to block Africa from the sun so they would not get vitamin D so the COVID vaccine would work faster. I heard them out of my own mouth say this in their own meetings. So what do you think,
what
doing the sun thing? I mean, how are they able to?
The sun thing is that this is the 25th solar. Every 11 years, the sun goes into what's called the solar maximum. That means it's going to kick off coronal mass ejections, and solar radiation is going to come off that sun higher than it does any other time in that 11 years. We're going to get this. And this is the time in which we will get those solar waves that will come in like they happened up in Buffalo in Canada when it knocked out the power up there. They're knowing that this is going to be, and what they're doing now is they're trying to up the frequencies to this 10G, anything they have to keep this web connected. And this is why they had the executive orders that they put out to put cables underground, to put these generators in secret locations where they could keep power to the banks and to the government there, that they have that capital inside of Cheyenne Mountain there in Colorado. Once this hits, everybody's going to be out of power, but they still got to have enough power to control their money sources and their way of keeping those people alive while we go through this.
So let's go with this premise, because, again, I see it coming this way. And this, if they are able, I don't know if y'all watch it, but y'all send it. I see that a lot of banks closed except for Chase Bank, but a lot of banks have closed up, closing up. They got branches closing up all over the place. So to get this money, it's going to take some due diligence if they put this so-called grid in certain places. And I know they're going underground. It's obvious. They're trying to dig under Buffalo, underneath the expressway for some strange reason, to bring some type of tunnel down there. But it's a lot of digging going on. They can't dig with so much here in Florida. We got one tunnel. That's to the seaport. Remember, it's a coral area. You got to have some hell of a diamonds. Diamond tip to go through the oceans. That ain't no joke there. So we got the money for this, obviously, called Africa, Asia, and so forth. So basically, the Western world is fueling high-level technology in order to grow, because not they feel they're going to die. Now, I'm asking the black community today who listening, all y'all out there listening, whatever, Jamal, I don't care where you at. If y'all got to wonder how long are we sustainable? Because that word sustainable is a magic word. Like, how long are we able to live? How long do they think, you think this, I mean, because living is one thing. Your brother said it so eloquently earlier. If you don't have farmland, you don't have no farmland. Most of us don't have farmland. Those of you do, I feel good for y'all. But maybe, but those of us who are urbanized, it's going to be an issue with the food based on what we're hearing with the Africa, all this being, you know, Suez Canal, the Persian Gulf being all messed up. They can't go through there because of pirates. Notice, they're using pirates, the same analogy that show you. See, it's all a trick. They're using the same group that's doing it to you. Just get the pirates to go in there. So now our food going to go up.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah, reverse psychology, yeah. So I'm thinking, how smart are they? I mean, if they're able to pull this off, I see whole populations falling for this shit, including black members of family. I don't see at this moment but chaos for us, because it's unfortunate to say it like that, but, I mean, what else can happen to a group that does not understand that we've been sold out through the immigration and civil rights bill? Those bills killed us.
What we're looking at something, which is true what you're saying. The thing that New York Times wrote an article and had been about the survival teachings that's going on in America, that they've got organizations and people are now organizing how do you prepare for survival when these urban areas shut down.
Nice.
Where are you going to go and how are you going? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
and see, the other thing, you got to look at
book. I hope to get him in there too. But yeah, he sent me, I think, yeah, Brother Tariq, one of you, sent me a book about that. And again, no right. announcement.
But Kwame, that's a good point you brought up. But just like remember what happened here in Memphis over a month ago when they had that. It only snowed for like a few hours. But the point being, it wasn't the snow that was the issue. That was the weather and the cold weather that came behind it. It shut the city down. And the messed up thing about it, by them not cleaning up in the world, which I think that was done on purpose, it was like you couldn't drive nowhere. People were literally stuck in the house. And if you were able to get out and try to go to the grocery store or go get gas, the grocery stores was empty. And a lot of the gas stations was closed because they weren't used to the cold weather, and it was right. 34 degrees.
Now think about that. Now
they're not used to that down here.
Everything now, is a test and an experiment.
Yeah. Right now, that's the weather war.
Right, but looking at weather warfare that they're using. Look at California.
Right.
Look at the snowstorms that the Arctic cold because they burnt down all of the forests in Canada. So the Arctic winds could have straight entrance into United States.
They
made these plans set up.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm not – again, they're using – he used a forest. You talk about Trudeau when he burnt all the forest over there, and they had all that smog. I was up in that area. I seen all that smog they had in Buffalo and